You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome, welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Join the riot!
AIDS. What?
Well, that's not a... I have AIDS, Joe. I have EAIDS.
Oh,
apparently,
wow.
Which
that's
is...
bad kind.
What, we did all that testing, now I got nothing.
Shut up, I'm fixing it.
Oh, all right.
Apparently, now when they have AIDS in a movie, they just have somebody cough.
AIDS is out now.
Somebody just go, what's wrong? Nothing. Then he's dead.
AIDS is out of the pop culture now. It's had its time. Now we've moved on. It's gone. There's no AIDS, no AIDS movie.
Somewhere someone's actually making that decision, I bet. Like, there's a journalist like, I got a story on AIDS. And they're like,
no, we're done. It's out. Well, LA is not interested in AIDS anymore.
Patrice had that great line where he said, they're going to do behind the music on AIDS. Hang on 1 second. I fucked up again. Hang on. Boom. Hang on. And bang. Yes. And back. And we're back. Hi.
Right. Did we lose all that AIDS stuff?
No, nothing. Oh, we got all AIDS.
Because I want to be the group that's doing AIDS. Everybody else quit AIDS a while ago.
Have you seen the Straight Outta Compton movie?
Is that about AIDS?
No, well, yeah, actually.
Easy, definitely.
It is about AIDS. It's about, and it's funny that the movie's fantastic, by the way. It's fucking great. It's a good movie. Even if it wasn't real, you'd be like, oh, this is a great fucking movie. The rise, they individually, almost like a spaghetti western, introduce each fucking character at the beginning, which
it's
is cool.
A fried chicken western.
And
thank you.
Wow, that was a fucking great one. it's just fucking, it's unbelievable. But Eazy-E in the movie. Do you know the story about NWA?
Yeah, he used to be my homie. He used to be my ace. But now I want to slap the taste right out his mouth.
Bow down to the row.
Fans really love when I quote rap lyrics because I think they don't expect it, so they really seem to enjoy it.
I get a lot of tweets. I like it too.
I haven't seen the movie, but the actual story, like I've seen like every documentary made about it. It's the most fascinating story ever. Like Suge Knight and from NWA to Death Row is I think the coolest story.
Well, the Eazy-E and then the Jewish manager
Jerry Heller,
yeah, mm-hmm. And he. It's fucking crazy.
The Giamatti that does the
Giamatti plays him, and he plays him fucking. I mean, he's what does he play that's not good,
dude?
Giamatti.
My little brother saw the movie, and he said he saw it with his one friend, and they were the only two white people in the theater.
Yeah,
and my little brother's like a few years younger than me.
Yeah,
and he said it was just really uncomfortable the whole time. Like every time he was on there, it was just like a bunch of thuggy black dudes like fuck that cracker, like kill that motherfucker.
Oh really?
And they're just sitting there like.
Well, all right, let's go around the room real quick. We have my baby boy, my
Hello.
Son. My little adopted boy.
Hi, Papa.
This is your boy? He's gotten big.
No, that's not Maximus. That's my adopted Greek baby.
That's right.
From
right
Baltimore.
Here. Hello, everyone.
We have Stavros is back in the house, and you moved here.
I moved. Just moved, yep.
You just
Welcome
got
to
here.
City.
Welcome to New York City.
Ago. Thank you. If anyone has an apartment in Astoria, I'd like to
Well, that's unique.
Yeah.
This is a big credit for a new guy to New York. You know
Thank
what,
you.
Dude? Podcast,
That's right?
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
What? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. This podcast went out with AIDS.
put the mic up. See how the other people use the mic.
I'm sorry, I know
you're a hipster with fucking glasses.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
All right.
How do I sound?
How'd you get that scar on your arm? What are you cooking again?
Just a mosquito bite.
That's a mosquito bite.
Yeah, I haven't.
From what do you have? A fucking time machine?
Yeah, it's a cholera. I got it from River Mosquitoes. No, I don't know. I just pick my mosquito. It's not an interesting story.
You pick your mosquito bites.
I can't help it. I chew my fingernails.
I think psychopath is the word you're looking for.
I'm an insane person. I skin squirrels alive.
What, no, why do you pick your...
I don't... It's a pathological thing. I have no control over it.
Fat people shouldn't fuck with their skin.
That's true. It's all I got. I have very soft skin otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm ruining it.
Yeah. People are looking at you anyways, and they don't want to see boils that you've created.
I go long sleeves. The summer's brutal for me.
Let me see it again. I want to see your awful form.
All right, there we go.
Wow, dude. Are you sure you don't have AIDS?
I do have AIDS. I was just
bringing it back.
I'm bringing it back. Of course, we got Joe, the Truth List.
Hi, Bob.
My good friend and one of the regulars on the show here. You're back.
Yeah, I'm back, and T-shirts are still sold out, everybody.
Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. this is what happens. Every time we do this, right after the show, you fucking leave.
I'm like Batman, baby. Hey, has anyone ever done this as a sketch? I had this idea today. It's probably been done. I think this would be the funniest thing ever. You need like the real bat suit, though. A bat suit where Batman pops smoke, right? And he disappears. But then the smoke slowly starts to clear and you just see him jogging down the street. Has that ever been done? How fucking funny would that be? Batman pops smoke and you just see him like scuttling down the street.
I think they did do that in the movie.
What do you mean?
They have done that. I think in a cartoon. Like there was a superhero who threw smoke.
It's got to be just him down the street looking over his shoulder.
I know who did that.
Pete Holmes? No. Did Pete Holmes do it? Because he had a Batman thing.
Stop. Was that you? Who was that? You?
I'm still trying to just...
fucking stop hitting the table until we work these wires up. All right? You know the movie they did that? The Magic movie with Steve Carell.
Magic Mike.
No. That's
Burt Wonderstone? Even,
yeah.
Magic Mike 2.
Burt Wonderstone.
Yeah. Magic Johnson. AIDS.
No. We're going to get back to AIDS. But he... in that movie, the old magician, he's on his deathbed, and then he throws a thing of smoke, and he disappears... They're like, oh God! But she's like, he's under the bed. He's like, I know. And they just cut. And he's just trying to scuffle, like
that's kind of similar.
I have no word. I almost said scuffle. I don't even know what word I was trying to get.
Scuttle.
Go with it.
When you go under a bed, scurry.
Scurry
under the bed. Thank you.
No problem.
My son.
So that's similar, but Batman running down the street. I think is funny.
Did that to unsuspecting people on the street. That'd be funny if you just had flash cuts of just random strangers that you did it in front of, like. And then ran away.
That romantic soft voice, wherever, I've never heard before, but it's soothing. I almost just let him talk forever.
I would recommend.
Your name is Jared.
Yes.
And
Fogel.
The lights came on.
What are you doing?
It wasn't on. I just turned the light.
Dim it. It's too much.
Oh boy. Sorry about that, Jared.
Jared what?
Freed. Yeah.
As in the slaves.
Freed the slaves. I said that once to a black comic to bring me up to stage. He was like, "How do I say your last name?" And I was like, "Freed." And he goes, "Free?" And I was like, "No, freed, like freed the slaves." And he just looked at me like I just said the most offensive thing.
Well, you kind of, you did.
Why? It's a word association.
Not to us.
Now, because straight white men have trouble saying anything now and getting away with it because we're the devil. But you particularly, you're very tan and handsome.
Well, that's...
Yeah. You have a collared shirt, so you're extra devil.
Your 5 o'clock shadow is just perfect.
I had to up it for this room.
Yeah.
You know? I had to make you guys look good.
See, I'm a nerd.
Did you just get off a Cape Cod?
Yeah. Was on a Cape? Trip to Nantucket?
You're the first comic to take a ferry to this podcast.
Jared looks like he
sailed over on my schooner.
Jared hits on girls by trying to work on their golf string. their golf swing with
you touch their arms just to get them going.
Where are you from, brother?
I'm from Boston. I'm from Needham.
Oh, Needham. Yeah. All right. There's so many funny names. Needham. Oh, what are you? Where are you from?
I think that's a Steve Sweeney joke.
I got nothing. I got nothing today.
You couldn't find one example of Needham.
I almost said Scully. Scurried. From Needham. That's rich, right? That's an expensive
town. Now it is.
Back then?
Back then, maybe half and half. Rich look, I think.
You look Boston middle class.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's probably true.
You probably golf a little.
I'm not good. My brother can
but
play.
But you do golf.
Yeah.
Right.
Just that you know that you what you are at golf.
Yeah, that means I golf. Yeah.
Means you golf.
I know that I'm middle class enough to know that if I was subletting an apartment, I wasn't going to let the Boyle kids stay there. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, scrap. This is a horrible advertisement you just did. Yeah, he picks it as scarves. Come stay at my place.
Did you let that Greek fat kid sublet you? Jared, don't let him in. He's got boils.
That's what my mom is like.
They're still racist against Greeks, wherever Jared's from.
Well, that's the thing. That's why the the Compton movie, I love the Giamatti character because that's the Jewish guy that teams up with the black guys. Like, that makes
Are you
feel
Jewish?
Cool. Yeah.
I'm a Jew.
Hang on one second.
They wouldn't be there
Oh, you're a Jew
us.
Too?
Yeah.
Oh, can
yeah,
you guys,
so you feel cool
can you guys both leave? I didn't know. I thought you were Italian.
Two dark Jews.
He looks very Italian, though.
Yeah. You, dude, I thought you were Italian.
Yeah,
you,
I get that Greek or Italian. I get both yeah. Them. Not that Greek, but like, you know.
Yeah, that's great. So you're like exotic Jew.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you get like tan and...
I can, you know, yeah. I can sneak in.
And
you
one
know,
of the
you're
rare...
Like, somebody... You have like Arabian in you or something.
I got a little... I think it's Ashkenazi.
Yeah, yeah something. That's, like he's fucking, you know, German...
Straight Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get Russian, usually get... I think like. It's just because I'm sitting next to Jared. Russian. I usually get people say I'm like very... kind of like what you're saying about him, like
dude,
undercover Jew. But
I,
yeah, no, he's more than me.
Oh my God, dude. He's a prince. You're not even... You're not even a... You're one of the... You're a rat. You're one of the guys that come up to him and go, you know, your sister has been telling secrets yeah. to the Egyptians.
This is interesting because you're two of the attractive Jews.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank
Dave,
you. I mean,
no offense.
You.
You're
nah, I think Jared's got me beat. No, Jared's got more of the like that college pussy getting thing. I get like more of like the sad
you
single
look like
mom
the
game.
You,
but I clean up. I clean up on that sad single mom.
You look like the guy. You look like the older brother that almost fucking won the title, but then got a heroin addict addiction. Now you just train him.
Tell Jared about like how my pussy days. Like, it was all Nirvana and Harry Muffs back then. Yeah. But,
well, yeah. Well, welcome to the show,
Thanks
brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
And then, of course, we have Dave Smith.
Hi.
Who is from Legion of Skanks.
I'm blown away by your new studio, by the way.
It's beautiful.
Excellent.
Isn't
beautiful.
It nice?
Yes. Yeah.
How's Legion of Skanks going?
Doing very good, man.
Yeah.
Cremio's got his new studio open, you've seen. And
yeah, it's beautiful.
So we're doing that. That's cool, too. Everyone's getting new studios.
I mean, not as beautiful as this.
I'm not going to lie. I saw a lot of people tweeting at us.
Really?
Kind of being like, oh, look how good Bobby's new studio looks.
Well, so, I think all you guys have to do is kind of get some shit in there. It's a little sparse.
I think it's a work in progress.
I mean,
listen, they just added the new desk piece. Did you see that?
Here's the thing. Under the hood, his studio is fucking Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like Honda Pilot, I would say.
You're jiggling boards in the back.
Yeah, but we look like a Benz, though.
Yeah,
you guys got rims.
We got rims.
Yeah.
And we got,
yeah.
We got
some spoilers.
Yeah, we got a fucking DVD player put in the dash.
Well, Deepu's on a bicycle powering this whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't hit your chair.
By the way, whatever. Wherever that analogy is going, a bicycle there, every Tuesday we do the creek in the cave. So that's like a unicycle with a flat tire.
You go back to your roots.
Yeah, but that's what keeps us grounded. By the way, that's one of my favorite places because it's just like grime.
One of my favorite movies.
Let me tell you something. The creek in the cave is one of the fucking coolest places in New York to do comedy because they're all about creativity. She is all about being creative. All about fucking... I mean...
Couldn't agree more.
Say what you will, if you're a fan of her or not. I don't give a shit, but she is fucking... That whole place is about creativity and good tacos.
I mean, you walk in there, and white dude central walk in there, you get a little arms crossed towards
I don't know, man.
Don't know.
Well, that's the Boston in you.
Well,
dude.
I just think you walk in there and there's a little bit of a toot if you look a certain way.
You do look
yeah,
like,
but you're not famous enough.
Way.
I'm famous, I'm joking.
Yeah, you're going to get your dick sucked when you walk
no,
in.
No,
you know,
no,
it's going to
no,
be great.
No, dude, I get the same shit. I feel you. There's yeah. always, dude, there's always that in any club, but you got to kind of, you know, pop above that a little bit. And you know, get your opportunities. But
I wasn't one. I wasn't a guy who came up in that scene at all. And we just like brought Legion of Skanks there a couple of years ago. And yeah. I never really worked that club before yeah. then. But it's like Rebecca, I think, is incredible. She embraced us so much once we were. I do think yeah. it's a thing where they are a little bit insiders. But once you kind of like get in there, it's like Emma. Ted works out his hour there. Colin works out his one man show.
I worked
there.
Out my. She let me do the week at the Creek. And I did. I got my. And then, of course, we fucking pulled out of the deal, and then waited a year. But
still, she's there if you want to do that.
But
that's...
she, you know, there was comics there who actually, you know, sat and watched it, even though, I think that she gave him a free taco. There was one kid there just eating, going ha ha every couple minutes. He was paid
that's
by
paid for the
that's
taco.
How Scopo got the gig.
But well, that's good, man. I'm glad Legion of Skanks and you found a home. And that's a great network. I mean,
yeah, it's really cool. Network. It's cool what he's doing, and we're real happy to be there. Yeah.
Of course, we got Chris Scopo to my right.
Hey, what's
up?
Mr. Charisma.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I thought you were going to keep going with that. Why?
No, I mean, I would. I want to stay with you, but you got nothing.
You were talking.
Dude,
then
you know
it.
What you're like? You're like a piece of spinach in a lettuce.
In a lettuce?
In a salad. I don't eat salads a lot, so I don't.
Spinach is better than lettuce.
Scuffle out of that one.
Hang on a second. Here's the deal. I'm a little off today. I woke up very early this morning, and I went bass fishing.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. A friend of mine.
What'd you catch?
Huh? Bass.
How many?
Dumb.
A salmon.
Dumb.
How many?
I've never wanted to add a bigger B in dumb. Nothing. All right. All right. Whatever.
Not sure I get it.
It didn't work. Give me the bandana. Where's the bandana?
It's wrapped around Stammers' mic like something that gets wrapped. I caught it. Yeah. Now you gave it to me. I was killing it. I had the fried chicken thing. No, that's not mine. That's his.
No, fuck you.
I had a flat tire. That's different.
Don't throw this too hard. We're going to fucking shut the show down.
Stav was wiping down his bug bites with it.
His bed bug. Yeah. He's got bed bugs.
Got bed bugs. Can you catch mosquito bites?
Dude, he's got them all over his arm. I think he has them in like a container and lets them loose in his room later.
That's
night.
My fetish.
That really
sleeping
is
under
funny.
The stage of the creek.
That might be the shortest amount of time that people stopped considering you for, like, I really need an apartment if anyone has one. I picked my mosquito bites. You're like, what? Well, you really cock-blocked yourself. Yeah. I'm just repeating what Jared said 5 minutes ago, but with more.
I'm a great person, though. Please give me an apartment.
He really is a great person.
$350 a month.
Put the mic up.
I don't know how to. Is it not?
Is it not working?
It's not.
Well, you got to move your chair. Use the hydraulics in your chair to bring up the chair.
No, just
yeah, your chair is lower than my chair.
Just right
I think.
There. That's all you're going right. to do. Into the microphone. That's all I want you to do.
I'm talking.
Oh, there you go.
But then it's going to go limp
this
again.
This is like a Big Brother program relationship you guys have. This is
what I've learned. Okay.
Where'd
okay.
You find
I am a fucking short-tempered asshole surrounded by dumb people.
Well, hold on.
You're just getting
what?
Hold on. Spinach and a lettuce.
Look, I'm not talking fucking school smart. You know, you've been pulling that on me late with the chess. We played chess.
That's right.
With friends with chess, and you're pulling like you went to college. Who gives a fuck?
I did.
You just went lower. You
every time
lower.
I'm about to beat Bobby, he always quits. Every
no,
time
what
we play
I actually threatened him.
He did.
He was in Baltimore. He was about to. He fucking snuck a checkmate. He let me think I was moving these pieces. I was on my way to checkmating this guy, and he was setting me up. This fucking college
felt
grad,
great.
Fat Greek kid, and he checkmated me in the next move. I saw it. I was like, you motherfucker. He was I go, here's the decision you make.
He literally
hold on, tell the full story. He offered you a draw.
No, nope.
And then
they say chess stories are almost as good as fantasy football stories. So he goes,
or fishing stories.
Yeah.
we'll get back to AIDS. He goes, I said, you have a choice to make, and this is a career choice. Now, you can move to New York. I'll have you on my show all the time. I'll take you on gigs with me. I have a bunch of shows coming up. I'd love for you to middle, or you can checkmate me. And I said, you make a choice. And he forfeited.
Oh, I just don't know what happened with the app.
Made the right one.
Fucked up, yeah.
I was kidding, you fucking idiot.
No, I actually went to Japan the next day, so I didn't have.
No, you're absolutely
service.
Right. If you fucking checkmated me, you wouldn't be here right now. But back to my fishing story. Thanks for bringing us back on track, Joe.
No problem.
I did. I woke up. The guy who runs. the guy who runs the cigar bar that I'm a member of, Yuri, who is a fucking great guy. Does anybody smoke cigars?
I smoke cigars.
Yes,
you do too.
Here and there.
Here and there. Okay. Well, he's an unbelievable guy. He has this new thing called Good Stick, Good Stick. It's a new company where they review cigars on Instagram, and they have, you know, paraffin merch and shit like that, T-shirts, and they come out with a bunch of cool shit. But he said, why don't you come fishing? And I, you know, it's one of those things in life where you're like, fuck that. Mm. And you immediately come up with an excuse. Because you got, we, as comics, we have our days. We wake up, we do our thing, we have our coffee, we get our food, go to the gym, write something, watch TV, whatever the fuck you do. And then we go out, do podcasts, and then go shower and do sets. And then we fucking hang out, have fun, and go to bed.
And you're in for the day.
Yeah, it's like we have our thing.
Yeah.
But it's like I found later in life that you need to experience more than just that fucking day in and day out.
You got to do other
comic
stuff.
Thing.
Keep yourself occupied.
Because you go out and all of a sudden I found 10 minutes from my house is this beautiful lake with hiking paths that I didn't even know existed. That I could bring my wife and my kid and we can go hike. And I caught 7 fucking bass.
Oh, nice.
7?
7.
Did you keep them?
Wow. Yeah. No, I don't. I'm a fucking lip herder. You know that.
What? A lip herder?
I hurt fish's lips and I put them back.
Oh.
I don't keep fish.
You got the lingo in one day.
Yeah. That's so humane of you.
I'm a big angler.
Oh, really?
I'm a big fly fisherman.
You shouldn't hurt lips because you have the best lips. Jared, you ever see Bobby's lips? Look at those.
Good.
Yeah, they are good. They go great with that 5 o'clock shadow.
Right, yeah,
I can we could mix and match.
I can teach you something about this.
Oh, we can mix and match.
We could take Jared's everything and your lips. The rest of us would sit out.
Yeah, listen, it's a good idea, man.
I've got great calves.
You got bad forearms.
But they're all filled with mosquito bites.
Calves are pristine.
Calves are great until the mosquitoes get to them.
Pretty big. You see your calves?
I don't like Stavros's fat guy dirty knuckles, too.
Deepu, what are you offering over there?
I got great hair. Or so I thought.
Deepu, let me see.
Third best hair in the room at best.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Deepu, your hair is not that good.
Got a fuzzy ass? Anyone want that?
You do? I seen it. I saw your ass crack the other night when you were hanging something.
It was on Snapchat.
Is it?
That was fun, right?
No, I didn't see it. You took your ass out on Snapchat?
Yes, I did.
I did not see that. I would like to see that for some white weird reason. Is it yellow?
A little. Like I have gout. It has that kind of tone to it. Ass gout.
Throw up.
It sounds like everyone gets fucked. This podcast.
now, after the hair, you went to this as your next best thing. Was your gout ass? Yeah. Like that's where
I don't have a lot to offer.
And you know the hue.
Jeez.
why did I know the hue? Yeah. I just randomly
public
guessed
information.
I would take Scopo's hair. I don't know what Jared's hair looks
that
like.
That hair is so overrated.
It's fucking.
I would take Jared's hair. Wow, that does a lot.
I'm gonna make sure everyone
really
knows.
Dude, way better. Look at that.
Joe, you got a big forehead, Joe.
I gotta make sure.
I think it's
you. We're not talking about the forehead. We're talking about the hair.
Yeah,
buddy,
receding.
You have Three's Company forehead.
The hair is separate.
Your forehead has an elbow.
We're building a body here. The hair is.
I don't want your hair or the forehead. I want Jared's hair and.
Who brought up forehead? I'm not. I know. I got a bad
look
forehead.
Look at the side of the
hair.
Forehead. Yeah.
But we're gonna take a Jew's hair. No offense to a race, but of races
like making a magic potion. A Jew's hair.
Listen. First of all, don't put that hat back.
Sorry.
I would take
that hat off and maybe lose the shirt.
But good looking in comedy is not a good looking guy. That's
well. Can I say something? Yeah. When I walked up tonight, up front, and you said, "Oh, I'm on the show."
Yeah.
I was like, "Really?" Because you are a good looking guy. I felt it from you. You don't look like it. Well, I had to go do something, and you were like, you were kind of following. Like, do I go with you? And I was like, "No, go." But you are a really good looking guy. That must fuck with you a little bit doing comedy, right?
I lost a lot of weight. At a certain age. I was a fat guy. I still consider myself.
There's always something like that, by the way.
Yeah, it's always
something. I just had that because I've seen Jared's. Jared's funny. So he's like, when you're funny, I always go, like, if he was good looking and he sucked, maybe he was just always good looking.
Right.
When you're good looking funny, I go, maybe he got beat up a lot.
So he was fat.
Yeah, there's always something.
That's how I am. For me, it's small dick.
Yeah.
Good looking guy, but small dick. That's why I'm.
I'd rather be fat.
And small mouth. You have to grow a beard and a mustache so we can see where your mouth is.
I didn't even notice that.
His mouth? I would definitely take his hair. I would take his whole face. Dave, from you...
Got to be his dick.
Do you have a big dick?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Jared, you got a big piece?
I'm okay. I'm like a
medium. I'll take your dick.
Thanks, dude.
Joe.
Yeah. Hey, dude. Yeah. Thanks for taking my dick.
You got it, brother.
I like Dave's body. Just
no, I would not. I would take your body.
Your body's way better.
You have to be that outraged, Ryan.
I'll take my shirt off right now.
This is an eatable body. Like, you can eat. You can put on weight. If I have one pizza, like the day is ruined.
Yeah, but here's the deal with his body. It's just too. It's on the verge of collapse.
It's a crack addict body.
Like,
yeah.
Like my emotional state.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna get healthier or worse.
Mr. Glass.
Yeah. I mean, Joe.
This could go one of two ways. Body.
You're 10 pounds away from being sick.
I'll tell you this. I'd actually take Joe's body.
I got a terrific body. I've been working out quite a bit.
Settle.
Joe has an under the radar good body though. I've seen like. Joe, when he's working out with the shirt off or just like in bed.
Ooh, Joe,
look at those guns.
Yeah, it's only that head is attached to it.
No, Joe, I think you have an underrated look.
Oh, thanks,
I think
buddy.
The whole thing is underrated.
I appreciate it.
I noticed your hair just now. And it is good hair.
Great hair. Right, I got bad teeth.
I would never take your teeth. I would take your teeth and step on them.
I would take them to the dentist. That should have been somebody's, but you guys aren't good enough, so I have to step in and get your zings. You'd take them and step on them? How did you not see? I'd take them to the dentist. I'd take my act.
I'm a different comic than you. You're a fucking, since you've been on, whatchamacallit, you've been very clean. Last comic standing, yeah.
I got a new kids coming in their own underwear joke. It's killing.
What?
Yeah, it's really killing. I got a joke about 13-year-old cum.
Nice.
It's my favorite kind of cum, by the way.
Can't wait to name your next album that. I would Stavros, you know what I would take from Stav?
Come on.
Let me see.
Oh, good teeth. Very nice teeth.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah, not for us.
Yeah.
Those fucking
we're talking normal teeth here. Come on. Fuck
you already have everything Stav has.
I actually like Stav's eye. Like, the glasses fit him well. The eyes. If we could just get rid of everything but his eyes.
Oh, come on. He's got great thighs.
I've just fucking thighs.
I got better thighs than you.
I have very powerful. I have a very powerful lower body.
No, I got my better
legs for a black woman.
Yeah, I do, exactly.
See, you guys are mixing and matching. You're saying you have better thighs. We're trying to get laid here. You have good thighs for fucking lifting cinder blocks.
Yeah.
We're trying to fuck some girls.
Girls like the big ass.
Girls do like the big ass. Man.
What?
Yeah, they do.
Has anybody ever put a finger in your ass, Gobo?
Of course, yeah.
How long was that finger? fuck it. Of course it fucking died again, trying to synchronize.
Do we lose everything?
No. Because we have...
two backups.
We have it over here. We have two backups.
Indian guy takes care of it, baby.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Indian guy, we have always two backups. It's back on track, by the way. So, anyways, back to the Easy thing. I just want to get back there. I would let me just eliminate this all. I would just take Jared everything.
Yeah, this game would be a lot more fun if Jared wasn't here.
Oh my God.
It would be a thing.
It'd be actually harder.
Yeah, we'd have a segment.
You're making me blush. I appreciate it, but I mean, I just think comic good looking is not a real good, like, I go tell my friends, I'm like, yeah, I'm in that, like, good looking, I'll lose myself
for sucks, a second.
They're like, what the fuck
really
are you
harsh.
Talking about, you six?
Really
you
tough know? To like, be funny on good looking, I know.
No, but like your buddies, like, I'm not to them, you know.
I know, like, Tosh and Jezelneck, those guys don't get any work at all, ever.
Jezelneck is
no
not,
one will book them.
Dane Cook, Gary Gulman, they're really struggling, these guys.
Little Kev, is Jezelneck considered good looking?
Yes. Yeah, he's like a hot guy. He's like a really hot guy.
Is he?
Yeah. Relax, Jeff.
I should take it easy.
What about who's the guy?
Mulaney's good looking.
Mulaney's good looking. He's adorable.
He's bigger than I thought he'd be.
Mulaney.
Like, yeah, he's taller. Penis. Yeah, taller, bigger, but he's petite. Penis.
But yeah.
Yeah. Out of all the comic guys, who would you fuck?
When I was... just kind of a quick side note. Sure. When we were putting the podcast together here, I thought this was going to be the most misogynistic. We have a frat guy, an Indian guy, and a Greek guy, and Dave. And I thought this is going to be a real misogynistic, but this ends up being the gayest. Who knew?
Well, when you showed up, we knew.
Your lips and your ass, but I don't like a heavy girl.
That's what we should be doing. A plus size woman, a plus size man, and a regular man.
Did you just call me a heavy girl? You fucking asshole.
Well, I'm thinking about fucking you. That would be why.
Alright, who would you, out of all the guy comics you could pick from, you could fuck?
Now here's a side question again. Would you pick a gay guy or a straight guy?
It has to be a straight guy.
You go straight.
It has to be a straight guy.
You can't bang Kevin Meaney.
But I almost want to know what's the
it's
criteria.
Too easy
that you can bang Kevin Meaney.
Touch you like a woman.
Are we going like
that was a great line.
What's
by
that?
Topo.
Sorry,
it was.
Sorry. Are we going like? The guy who looks like a chick the most, almost? Or are you going, like, if you were into dudes, who
no,
would you...
No, if you...
You know what I mean?
Listen,
like,
okay, here we are. We're in this room. Where you got to fuck any comic right now, you have to fuck him to save the world.
I would fuck...
You have to fuck...
Gun to my head, gotta fuck
not
one.
A gun, but you just have to save... I'm not a believer in guns.
Cosby. Okay?
You don't believe in guns?
No, I'm kidding.
I would fuck Cosby because I wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
I was trying to get that out, and you kept doing this bullshit with Dave.
All right, you have to fuck somebody. I'm going, Joe, who would you fuck?
I'm thinking. This is a thoughtful
question. All
right,
Stavros, who would you fuck?
Yeah, give me some time.
Famous comedians. Famous.
Yeah. Like, how famous?
Well, I mean, above you.
So anyone?
That's
literally
pretty much
anyone?
Everybody in the business, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I've never heard anybody throw that many jokes. Everybody had a show.
I fucking do a show.
The exact same. Everybody hates fucking Chris Scopo. All right, who would you fuck?
Now, am I fucking them?
Oh,
are they
my
fucking
God.
Me?
You're
just
not really. Why is this taking so long?
There's got to be a lot of
really
questions
fucking
answered, man.
Man.
It depends.
The best part is we all have someone in our head right now,
yes,
and we don't
exactly
want to say it too quick.
I got too many in my head. That's what I have.
Give us one.
I'm trying to think.
What do you got, Stav? All right, what do you got, Jared?
I'm thinking Seinfeld. I want that money.
So you'd fuck me. That's good.
It's a beautiful
home.
Seinfeld's
just giving you his money.
Well, no, but
you fucked him one time.
At least it's a nice
he's
comforter.
He's definitely giving you hush money.
Yeah, there's something, you know, it's a beautiful home. You get to
hang on one
the
second.
Tour.
Stop one second. Here you go, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Hush. Put that over your mic and hush yourself.
I thought it was okay.
I just don't like the arrogance of Jared. Like, he's going to suck Seinfeld's dick so good, he's going to be like, here's $50 million, kid.
No, it's more about the comfort of his home. home. Like, you get the, you know, maybe you'll take me for a ride.
We're talking cool about cars. You. Look, on this podcast, you're good looking. Yeah. But if Seinfeld wants some hot dude ass, okay, you are a dime a dozen. Like, he'll maybe give you cab fare.
Well, hang on 1 second now. Think of what Seinfeld likes. Now, if he wants dude ass, he's going to want funny dude ass. And he's a fucking Jew dude ass.
Make some observations
while
I pound your
Jewish, Jewish, funny, and good looking.
Yeah, we got it
and
all.
He gets his dick sucked. That's right up his fucking alley.
And Seinfeld likes himself more than anything in the world. And Jared, also Jewish and successful.
There we go.
Not as successful.
Successful compared to Seinfeld?
I mean, his
I've never
of
heard
success.
Of Jared till today.
not successful.
Well, you're successful. You're healthy and handsome. And right.
Everyone was making great points until Joe called him successful.
I guess we know who Joe wants to fuck.
Guys, I just wanted to do a joke about how Seinfeld likes himself.
All right, here's the deal. I want to go around the room, and you have 3 seconds to pick somebody.
3 seconds. I'm the only one man enough to say
so
who
you,
the,
you,
who
you got
fuck.
Seinfeld. Who do you got? Say it. One, two.
I go Rich Voss.
What the fuck?
I'll tell you.
What the fuck?
Right? Oh my God. You want a fucking old shoe?
Deepu just called Voss an old shoe.
Somewhere Voss is walking and he just grabbed his heart.
For a 62 year old, in good shape.
I'm shutting his mic off. I don't want to hear it.
For a 62 year old.
But you don't have to go old. That's hilarious. If we were like, you got to fuck a comic over 58.
If you have to fuck a comic that has never really made it, I'm looking at a guy.
If I was good looking as him at that age, I'd be very happy.
So you think Voss is good looking?
You got a thing for Voss
for 60? Yeah, I think he's good looking.
Oh my God, you want to fuck Rich Voss? This is more
that
than
makes one of us.
This, buddy, this is more. Listen, dude,
I was
you just let
Rich
us
Voss?
In on something.
Rich Voss or Mark Norman?
See, Joe, aren't
Norman.
You happy?
Can you? We're talking. You can fuck. You can fuck any comic.
Well, everyone's gonna do like the Dane Cooks. I'm kind of
no. What the fuck is that?
Well, we got a number two.
That might have been as bad as the first one. Because I mean, everyone just wants to jizz on sweet Dane Cook's face, but
everybody.
We don't have that. That's not a realistic opportunity. You gotta think about real life. I might get Rich Voss.
I guarantee he follows Dane on Instagram and just fucking cranks him out. Listen,
I follow the YKD WD one.
Listen, man. So you'd fuck Rich Voss.
This is a good-looking older guy.
Okay.
Take care of me.
We're in Jersey in a townhouse?
It's better than my apartment in Astoria.
Oh, my God. So you'd fuck... That's who you'd fuck.
Well, you gave me 3 seconds.
All right. Rich Voss it is. We got Rich Voss. We got Jerry Seinfeld. Dave, who do you got?
Jesus, it's fucking tough. I almost want to go ironic and just pick like Stephen Wright or something like that. Just be like, let's have a hilarious fuck session. Like, I don't even think he could... Keep it up that long.
Who would you fuck?
All right, I guess I kind of said it before when you said good-looking comics. The first one I named was Tosh. I guess maybe that's where I'll go. He's got like
Tosh
he's like
good-looking,
but not a good enough body that I'm gonna feel intimidated when he fucks me. Yeah. And I'm not a faggot, so I won't pick Rich Voss.
I want to be in show business, so I won't use the word faggot.
I'm just kidding. Oof, I really got to cut that out of my fucking vocab. It's really a problem, dude. I got to get rid of it.
I mean, the word fag. I got to get rid. I've had.
I apologize.
I have to get rid of. No, I have to get rid of these words that we use as comics because we don't use them as race. We don't, you know, faggot or queer or the, you know.
And also, we grew up just speaking like that, and then you do it as a
you
comic.
Did. What the fuck? Don't throw
me
out.
You're like a fucking street kid from Boston. You weren't fucking speaking properly.
Don't fucking drag me down.
You still don't speak properly.
Where are you from? Where are you
Brooklyn.
From? Yeah, listen. No, but what it is, it's we hang out with comics all the time. But I realized it when I got a kid, when they start mimicking what you say. Like now every time a horn beeps, he says, fuck. Because I'm usually like, bam, bam, you fucking motherfucker. And now we had to, like, he hears beep, beep, fuck.
That's like a trained dog.
Yeah, well, that's how kids learn. I'm not a fucking dog. It's my kid.
Oh,
you cocksucker. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Everything, though. They just mirror everything.
They
That's
do.
How they learn.
It's weird.
It's an interesting thing, too, because like when it's you could always justify it. You're like, whatever, I talk that way. But you really got to look in the mirror when you see your fucking 3-year-old doing it.
When you're teaching another human being how to live their life, it makes you think about everything you say. Everything you say. And then you're like, oh, shit. This was done to me in the wrong way. That's why I've become this motherfucker. Let me give this kid a shot. at being something.
It just shows how racist you have to be to teach racism. Like, to hear that shit back to you.
Yeah, but it's like, we're comics, though, and it's like, we, you know what I mean? It's like,
no, we all take it from like an ironic
thing.
We
call each other bitch and pussy and fucking queer and, you know, and I mean, you know, we say everything to each other.
I also, by the way, I think that this culture sucks of everyone getting offended by, instead of like the idea of what you say being offensive, like, oh, you hit the no-no word. I hate that. Yeah. But that is the world we live in. We are trying to, you know, be somewhat successful. And it does hurt people's feelings. So, fuck. I guess it's just not worth it. But
well, it's not that it's not worth it. It's that you, if you believe in it and you think it's funny, you do it. If you don't and it bothers you, then you don't. That's it.
Yeah.
Some people say, I don't give a fuck. There's some people that don't care. Was Ari Shaffir was on the show. He goes, I make 40-something thousand a year. I'm fine. I'll do whatever I want now. That's all he has to. He did the math.
I think he's doing better than that now.
No, he's got to be doing better than that. $40,000 to
no,
live.
He just needs 40.
Oh, I swear to God, if Ari was making $40,000, I was going to go kill myself. All right, sorry, I really didn't
no, that. He's
yeah, that and he's it changes my feelings if he's giving everyone money to do his podcast and shit, and he's doing even door splits.
What's an even door split?
He does his show at Village Underground.
Yeah,
his storytelling show. He did the stand. He splits the door evenly amongst everyone in the show.
Wow.
I got $150 to do a 10-minute spot. And we did it at the Underground. Norman got $400 to do a set, a 10-minute set.
That's fucking great.
Insane.
That's great.
But he's like, I don't want to make any money off of comics, which is commendable and really nice. Yeah. Unless you're making $40,000, then you're a fucking retard. But he's making more than that.
He's making a lot more than that.
He's actually doing real well. Yeah. And I actually have to apologize. Last week I went on a rant about, remember the JFL rant at the end?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
They weren't promoting me.
Did they cut you out?
No, not at all. It's just the read. You know, what are you going to do?
Good
apology. Nailed it.
You yelled at me before for not taking the hit. Take the fucking hit.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy. Here comes a resentment. This is like a meeting. We have amends and resentments.
All right, I fucked up because I was a little fucking... about the promotions and stuff like that. But the reason they promote...
What weren't they promoting?
The reason why they promote the way they do is because these people have sold. Like Ari and all these people that are in the middle are proven acts up in Canada. They sell tickets. Ari's very popular and all these people up there. I'm not. I don't have a following in Toronto.
Nope.
I'm trying to build a following in Canada. Through Just for Laughs, by the way, who have been helping me for a long time. So I actually was like, you know, what the fuck? But it is what it is.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Here's the deal. I didn't know that, though. I can accept the reality of my worth. I think knowing, I always say this all the time, knowing where you are in this business is the key to get you further. If you think you're further than you are, you're a fucking idiot, and you will plummet sometime.
Yeah, you need an accurate self-appraisal.
You need an accurate self-appraisal of where you're at, and that's fine with me. I can do that. I have no problem with that. I don't give a fuck what I'm doing or, you know, but I was not given the information that I should have been given to know what the fuck was going on. And then I finally was given it to it today. So the rant last week, I apologize. I was wrong. I was wrong.
Apologies.
And I love those guys. I love JFL. I love everything they do. And I love the community that they provide for us to go to another country and build a fucking fan base. That's it. So there you go. All right? You happy, Scopo? You happy?
Yeah.
I'm
happier now.
Joe, who'd you fuck?
Joe?
I like that you...
Hang on 1 second. If you ever, ever fucking direct the show again,
okay,
I will fucking break your microphone. But no, you're absolutely right. Joe, who would you fuck?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking here, and I wasn't listening to anything you said because I was trying to think of my answer. And old habits die hard anyways. But
he doesn't sell in Canada. There you go.
I think...
really don't.
That's basically what it comes down to. Hey, Bob, yeah, you know why you're not on the poster? Yeah, because we can't make a nickel off of you, you fucking tub of shit. Why don't you go to Jersey? If we ever do Just for Laughs in Jersey, we'll put you at the top of the poster. I fucking stink.
Just for Laughs, Newark 42.
If anybody listens to this fucking show in Canada, especially Toronto, if you don't go right now and buy tickets to my show, you're a fucking hunk of garbage. And I hope you fucking pet dies.
Taking it out on his fans.
Don't worry about it. Let me talk to Ari. I'll see if he can retweet you.
I'm going to fucking talk to him. Ari is so fucking popular, man.
He is. I know for a fact that I was doing a gig there in Toronto, and Ari retweeted me, and got, I got like a bunch of people from that because he does for whatever reason. I don't know if he went there with Rogan early or whatever, but he's built a big base in Toronto. I think.
He did some Rogan stuff, but everything he's done in the last couple of years is him. Because he's a he's a fearless motherfucker, man. He really is.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Well, the thing about the appraisal thing, like knowing you have to live on $40,000, you know, knowing that's the deal, that's the math, that frees you to be like, okay, now I do this to keep going above. I think it's smart. You know,
I like him because he sets his own curves and stuff. Mm. But he's also a really sweet guy.
Mm. Yeah,
you know,
your own curves too.
If you ever, I got a headache. I should have took a sinus medication before I dealt with Joe. Joe, who would you fuck?
I've been doing a lot of thinking. I think I would go with Brian Regan. Oh. It would be silly and fun and he'd keep it loose.
You know what? I admire you. You're like one of those girls in school who picks the nice guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're like, I'm going based off talent. Your talent.
I have love for him. Admiration. I think it would be real fun. He's like, put it in now. And we'd be having fun, I think. It'd be like, oh, we got to do this. Let's have some fun with it. Yeah. And he's a sweet, sweet man. And he's a little older. I mean, I'm not a Scopo here. I don't like the old chicks. But I think I'd go with Regan or... how many can we name?
One, you fucking queen.
Yeah, I'd go with Regan. If we can only pick a straight guy, I'll go with Regan. If we can pick gay guy, it's anybody.
What do you got, fucking...
I think I would choose Goldman.
Gary Goldman. Oh, yes.
That's good. We can arrange that.
Luscious locks. That's a good one. You know? Yeah.
I can't believe Goldman wasn't picked earlier. I mean, if you just look across the board...
I'm so happy about that I was picking last, and he fell to me.
If you were just, like, talking about, like...
Goldman fell to number 5. Yeah.
Somehow, it's like when whoever picked Bowie over Jordan, the Bulls were like, yes! Yeah. I'm coming in with Goldman.
I can't believe Voss was the number 1 pick.
I can't believe Voss was picked.
Wait, did you pick? Who'd you pick?
I'm going. Relax.
Well, you said number 2. Who picked first?
I picked first.
Oh, you picked Seinfeld.
I was a man.
Oh, that's good.
Dude,
yeah.
The best one. Yeah. By the way, the best part about Scopo picking Voss was that he went like, dude, I can't pick. I don't know what to do. And Bobby went, 3, 2, 1. And he goes, Rich Voss. So it just came out. Like, he was like Bobby yanked it out of his subconscious.
Deepa, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Dennis Miller.
We all picking old guys. All a bunch of old guys.
Conservative.
It's the admiration. That's a big part of it.
Loves America.
Yeah, but what about the fucking part, man?
I feel like he'd have great pacing. You know, get my prostate going.
He's not
going
to fuck. He's going to stink at fucking you. Dennis Miller's not going to fuck. He's not going to fuck you good, dude. It's going to be mediocre, but he's going to mediocre.
You think Rich Voss is going to fuck Scopo?
I tell you, Rich Voss will fuck him harder than Rich Miller. Whatever his name is going to fuck.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller's going to fuck you.
I think it's because he has brothers in the industry. Deepu was just trying to climb. That was a very, very inside joke.
Yeah, I wish it was. How about that? Inside is this? Put that on your microphone. All right.
It's not that inside. It's a pretty public
joke. See, here's the thing is that you guys are picking.
If you listen to the podcast, you probably know it.
You're picking people.
So it is an inside joke.
You're picking people that you admire or you could have a conversation with after you fuck.
Or a silly. Silly. I want a silly guy.
I'm talking about fucking, man.
Well, then...
I'm talking about getting down.
I'm not talking about pleasure cruising.
This conversation is so gay, it's straight at this point. Yeah.
I'm talking about
putting dick in butt. Tell me what the fuck you're going to do. Yeah. Where are you coming?
I'm telling you right now, if I'm going to fuck somebody, if I'm going to fuck another comic, I'm going Little Kev.
Really? Wow. A twink?
I want to get fucked.
A twink?
I wouldn't think he's a twink. He's fucked by Little Kev.
He's got I'm going to fuck, too.
Big piece, too.
He's got a big piece. He's little.
But do you know how hilarious?
You know what I mean? He's got a lot of money.
Tiny Kev fucking you. Like, you being bent over and Little Kev with his huge dick fucking
it's
you.
Pretty funny.
Might be the funniest thing I've ever thought.
He could be in the other room fucking you.
He's got a massive dick.
It is big. We know this
huge.
For a fact.
Yeah.
But that's all about perspective.
It's an illusion.
On a small body, you know.
I mean, you're probably right. We have to knock off an inch or two. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like fucking a little cat, man. You know, he's gonna give me some motivational like tweet.
It's gonna make you run.
You know what I mean? Yo, Bobby. You know, keep that ass up in the air, son. To God. What's up? Maybe he'll throw me some money. We'll fucking jump on a plane. Fucking the plane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do a concert.
But you said straight fucking.
Straight
fucking. That's the whole thing. That's
yeah.
Everything.
You're fucking Rich Voss. He's gonna have to take his heart medication after golf. I gotta golf first, and then I gotta set at Frankie's Spaghetti Farm, and then I'll fuck you if I have time. I gotta take a pill.
I'm getting
fucking banged. I'm getting fucking banged. You understand that?
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's getting fucked. Yeah. I mean, maybe in the Hamptons on a weekend. But who are you fucking again?
I picked Tosh.
You're getting fucked, but it's weird. He's going to come in with like a genie hat on or some fucking fishbowl in his hand and do some weird shit.
And it's elbowy. That's like the most sharp elbow sex
those
in
guys
the business.
We might just throw elbows for a little while.
Cut each other with each other's elbows.
Tosh is the gayest choice because I think the most choices you have in common with what women would pick is the gayest. Like if we asked a bunch of women, a ton of them would say Tosh, but nobody would say, you know, Voss.
So because you're saying,
so you're gayer
than the chat room
Chris.
Right
so
now.
No chicks
who
wanting
in the chat room would you fuck? What comic as a man? Women, I don't care if you don't answer. We get
you. Got to be a straight dude. I don't want to hear who gay dudes want to fuck.
Yeah, I don't
get that bullshit out of here. I want straight dudes.
We lost the gay dudes when you said faggot.
Yeah, I know. Jesus
no, I didn't
Christ.
Mean like get them out of here. Like you're great people. You should have all the rights the rest of us do. I just mean this particular
for this argument.
All right, what do you got, Deep?
Corey Pruitt says any black comic because they're so good at fucking stools.
Oh, that's fun.
They do know how to fuck those stools.
Hey, I fucked a stool for a long time.
They fucked the stool. They fucked the guy who's next on the lineup.
They choked Mark Norman.
They fucked the light.
Pat Rigby says Kramer.
What did you say?
Another guy said Kramer.
Michael Richards.
He's not really a comic.
Well, not anymore.
I don't consider him a comic.
He's just a great thinker.
I consider him.
I did have that one great set. Yeah.
Jeez, you really are on the Kumia Network. Here's the deal. I think when there was a time in that area of stand-up comedy, in that era where agents were going, just go write, go do stand-up, have somebody help you write an act, and you can go make millions doing these shows.
Well, he would have a huge draw.
Because, you know, if you look, they have soap opera stars go to comedy clubs every once in a while and just make a ton of cash. Go up, hey, ooh, I'm a little kooky. I'm on the... And they sell out, sign autographs, and make thousands. We're talking 20, 30,000 a weekend. No joke. So Nick Cannon had an hour. Remember that?
Absolutely.
He just said, fuck it, I'm a stand-up. And wrote an hour and did a Denzel Washington fucking impression.
Because people don't understand. Once you've made them laugh on TV or something like that, they'll go, oh, he's funny. I'll come see him do stand-up. And
Chris Tucker went back.
Yeah.
Chris Tucker was a stand-up first off.
Yeah,
number one.
He stopped for a long time.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. I really want to just get a shirt that says dummy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know.
What am I saying? Explain it.
He was a fucking stand-up, but I'm saying he stopped for a long time.
No, explain what I'm saying. Explain what I'm saying.
That I'm dumb?
Explain.
He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
The guy Ron from Parks and Rec. He's out doing theaters.
What about Jerry Seinfeld? He stopped to do his sitcom. I can think of a million of these.
I think those guys like Michael Richards, Cannon. Who else did it? Somebody else.
Dustin Diamond, Mick Foley, every wrestler.
Yeah, they was like, oh, fuck, I'll just go do stand-up. I'll learn how to do it.
Right.
And you can, but you're never going to be a great. Comics will like you but not respect you.
It's a one-off check that's too big to ignore.
It's hard to
do one night at a theater. Right?
It's too much money, man, for them to walk away from.
Yeah.
And Michael Richard was, I think he was doing that. He was a dick to people, too, which sucked.
What you doing over there, Bob?
There's a fucking... I'm doing this.
Oh, cool.
Oh, God, the studio's falling apart as we say. I think fucking Dave, I think the Kumi Network sent him over to sabotage us.
Just saying, that never happens over at his network. But,
well, he doesn't have an R that lights up if the batteries stay in. and I will fix that. What else you got?
Someone is blown away that Dave Smith didn't say Big J, that he'd fuck Big J.
Mm. Why?
Well, I have that opportunity every night.
Why is he blown away?
I don't know. I guess it was a joke about how close they are. I don't know.
This is the problem. Being the guy that has to read from the chat room, if they bomb, now Deepu bombs.
Yeah.
Hey, Deepu, come on, man. Get your head out of your ass and write some better material. What else you got?
Corey Pruitt says, dude, if this was real, we would all pick Soder.
Really? I don't think Soder's fucking that good looking.
I don't understand. I think Soda looks like a big fucking monster.
Soda's got height. Height is big.
I got height. Height is huge. No one has sex with me.
He's got height with broad shoulders.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, that's an attractive...
Yeah, he's got a big giant head.
Good looking thing.
Soda, nice voice. I mean, Soda's good looking, but he's not... I love Soda. Of course I love Soda. I think he's tall, he's got nice eyes, he's got a nice voice, he's funny, he's cute, he's, you know, endearing.
Are you convincing yourself?
I think I'm going to fuck Soda. I guess he's right. Dan Soda, but Dan Soda, we're talking superstars.
Yeah.
We're talking not guys on their way up, maybe.
We're talking Dan Soda in 2 years.
Yeah.
Here. We're
Dan Soda in four years. Hopefully he doesn't lose.
You
want
to fuck a dead guy?
What else you got?
Tutor Paul says I would fuck hot Bobby.
Yeah,
skinny Bobby.
What about me, guys?
Now we can go time machine. He said hot Bobby, not current Bobby. If we can go back in time, I want to fuck. You know.
All right. Well, that's fucking offensive.
Somebody when they're really young.
Jesus Christ.
12.
All right, Jared, not the one in this room. Hey. All right. Well, listen. I think that. Fucking A. I think my choice was the best, by the way. I think me and I think Dave were the most honest in the room.
Most honest.
Yeah.
I think Scopo was the most honest, unfortunately. Yeah. And terrifying.
I'm getting no credit for Goldman over here. I think that's
Look, I would fuck Goldman too, but I'm just too good friends with him. You know what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like I know that right when we were done fucking, he'd be like, so, how's Dawn?
Yeah, see, initially
Max?
I thought go with a friend, but that's going to be too awkward.
Too awkward after.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What about, like, Eddie Murphy?
Ooh.
He hasn't done stand-up since the 70s.
Yeah, but he's
But the
stand-up.
Leather suits are hot.
He's definitely a stand-up. And Eddie likes the dick.
What do you mean he's a stand-up?
Right, that's it. Yeah.
He has experience.
I don't think he can still be called a stand-up. He's not a stand-up since 1987.
Once you're a stand-up, dude.
I mean, he was the biggest stand-up in the country.
Dude, you can't fucking take away his stand-up. There's no way you can take away his
stand-up. For the game, I'm talking. For
all right,
the
what
game.
About, well, you can say that about Steve Martin, then. Take away his stand-up.
Yeah, you can't fuck Steve Martin either.
No,
I'm going to fuck Steve Martin.
Yeah, now I kind of want to
I want to change
Steve
mine.
Martin.
I want to fuck Eddie Murphy. He wants to fuck Steve Martin.
Well, Steve Martin's 70.
Silver Fox?
So what?
Yeah, why not?
What about Eddie Murphy? What about Richard Pryor? Would you fuck Pryor? Who would you fuck, Carlin Pryor or Eddie Murphy?
Oh, you got to go fuck, watch their special, kill.
Is it Pryor or MS? Pryor with MS or...
Yeah, it's Pryor in a wheelchair shaking.
All right. I'll take him.
Unbelievable hand jobs.
Now it's hot.
Well, obviously, once you go Pryor, you can pick any time in Pryor because we're already going to a different time. I'm not taking him a minute before he died. Like, that's I'm taking him at his height.
When he was perfect for blowjobs.
That was a great killer act out for the podcast.
Yeah. We're on fucking camera, dum-dum.
Well, Chris Pruitt laughed.
Wait. Who's Chris Pruitt?
He's the other guy. He got two of the three comics for Chris Pruitt.
Hi, listen.
That would be funny if we did a... Dude just reads 9 Chris Pruitt quotes in a row. Who else we got? Nobody.
All right, we're going to take a break real quick. I got to do the read. We're going to go phone station. We have a brand new charging station finally in here. What,
I didn't do it. I didn't move, bro.
What was that?
That wasn't me. Well, we got a charging station over there if anyone wants to charge their phones.
What did something?
Did it go out?
Yeah. It's got to be that. It's got to be that. It's out. That's okay, but we're still going. On So, anyways, we'll be back. So, in the chat room, hang in there, you guys. Listen,
hang in there, Chris.
You guys, is it just him?
No, there's a bunch of people.
Okay, cool. Hang in there. We'll be there. We'll be back soon. We're gonna do a read. We're gonna do a bunch of stuff, and I want to talk about this Eazy thing. I want to talk about NWA when we come back. I want to talk about AIDS. So we'll be back in just a second with you know what, dude, podcast. Here we are. Football is back. I'm very excited. Your season-long fantasy football lineup is locked in and ready for action also. But you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test starting Sunday at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, where you could kick off the season, man, by winning $2 million. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second place. 1 week fantasy football, what's that mean? No season long commitment. It's fantasy football on demand. okay? Play where you want and when you want with the players you want, and turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Oh, I wish they had this for Call of Duty. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You'll never experience football like this. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings.com. Welcome to the big time, boys. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Kelly to play for free for a shot at part of the $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Kelly for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. I want you to check out all the other shows on Riotcast.com. We just added a brand new show, and we're adding another show. So please go to Riotcast.com. Check out all the amazing shows here we have for you guys for free. That's fucking free. And we want to thank everybody here at the Comedy Cellar again for this amazing studio right here. The Comedy Cellar Riotcast Studios above from the greatest club in the country, the Comedy Cellar. And we're going to start having guests on. So if you want to come down and hang out in the studio, we're going to bring around 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 people in. And however we can fit, we'll let you know. So email me at ykwd at riotcast.com. Tell me why you want to come in. Tell me who you want to bring. And we'll make it happen. And also, I want to thank the guys at Good Stick, Good Stick. Follow them on Instagram. It's at Good Stick, Good Stick. Great guys, great cigars. And if you ever want, you know, smoking Stokes, you want to know what to smoke, what's good, how it tastes, follow them on Instagram. And make sure you watch Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll on Thursday night. We have 3 episodes left. Last week's episode was the highest rated episode so far, since the pilot, actually.
Nice.
The rating shot up 85% for live viewing, which is fucking astronomical. It's great. Show's doing great. You guys are amazing for watching it. Thanks for all the positive and cool tweets and Facebooks and Instagrams. I appreciate it. And thanks for some of those funny dickhead ones you guys sent, too. Those were good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And that's about it. We're back at the show right now. Let's go. Ba-dum-ba-ba-bum. We're back.
Yep.
So, what's up, buddy? You want the read? Here you go, son. We got any other reads?
Not until tomorrow. Net,
we got another one, right? Yeah. Okay, great. Anyway, Scope, can I grab a water, sweetie poopy? All right, we have technical difficulties in the studio, but we're overcoming them. Deepu always actually has this. He might be the problem. So your video might be the problem.
Has the audio been cutting out for a year, about?
Huh?
Nothing.
No, we just had a new studio, so it might be the
Yeah, it could be this whole streaming setup.
This whole electrical thing might be. We might have to put your electrical in, on another wattage. Whatever. Boring. I get it. Blah. Here we go. You guys ready?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's talk about AIDS.
Let's talk about AIDS, baby. Let's talk about you and Easy me.
Do you know those guys, those gals, Salt and Pepper, they actually do, I believe, they like change their lyrics now because one of them's super Christian. So like their song, they do, I don't know exactly what it is, but it will be things like that where it's like, let's talk about Jesus, baby, or something.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
That's fucking, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I think they have their baby. Kids on stage with them and stuff. Like,
now, correct me if I'm wrong. Jesus' baby is Santa Claus. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is wrong.
That's
the
wrong.
Easter Bunny. Oh. His baby's the Easter Bunny.
Wow. Yeah, that is.
Doesn't seem possible.
Absolutely wrong. well, yeah, I saw this. I saw the movie. I went and saw the movie NWA.
Santa Claus?
No, I saw that movie too. All of them.
With Tim Allen?
What?
With Tim Allen?
I would love if we never talked about Easy at any point.
I think, you know, it's funny that those movies like with Tim Allen, I thoroughly enjoy those shitty movies.
Those are good.
The first one's good.
The first one.
I remember the first one. I don't know if I saw it.
I like the one where Will Ferrell plays an elf.
Oh, Elf was fucking with James Caan.
Ah, yes.
Oh, God. How
Sonny Corleone.
The one where he plays an elf.
He is.
I like the one where Marlon Brando is plays the Godfather. That's mine. All right.
Are you making a witty joke?
I'll take that. Thank you.
Stick it right in your college degree, you fat Greek. I love those movies. Now that I'm watching them with a kid too. You know what else I found? I like cartoons. Like I can watch Bob Goblin all fucking day long.
They're those like,
you are
smart,
Bob Goblin.
Smart cartoons that like have the jokes for the parents.
Well,
too.
There's a lot. You know, I was babysitting Lewis's kid. And while I was eating,
how's
he had Sesame
doing?
Street go. It, not good. Come on. No, he's great. But Sesame Street does a lot of that shit. There was a few of them, but one of them was they'll choose like a number or a letter. And there's this one where, so they're doing two, and they just reenact like Brutus and Caesar. And he's like, a two, Brutus, a two. And like, there's no way the kids are getting it at all. But it's definitely like, I'm just like eating in the corner, and you're like, oh, that's pretty clever what they're doing over there.
I watch Sesame Street at least once a day when I'm home because, you know, the kid watches it in the morning, and that's what she puts them down with. And I thoroughly enjoy
it's going to
fucking
HBO.
Sesame Street. What is?
Sesame Street's going to HBO.
What do you mean?
You have to get HBO now, buddy.
Now it's going to be like half like Sesame Street, half like
a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Game of Thrones. It's going to be a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
Puppet dicks. Like, kind of like Oz, but with like a message.
No, is it really going to
HBO? Dog. PBS said, you're out of here. They kicked him out.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know. PBS kicked him out. That doesn't sound right.
Every day, going to HBO.
Are you sure it was PBS or was it viewers like you?
Yeah, I'm not that up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, give that to him?
Wow. Hot potato.
That's who it's funded by.
Wow. That was you should keep that up for the next joke.
HBO. Sesame Street's going to be HBO.
I don't fucking get that. Why?
Because
they probably offered him money.
Yeah, I think they bought it. I think we all just read a title of a Huffington Post article. Yeah. Fuck on.
Yeah, I don't read articles.
My life. Yeah. I heard that too, and I didn't read it, and I was like, this seems weird.
Nah, it is fucking weird.
It was on the
man.
Page of the newspaper.
Did you ever see Inside Out? Did you watch that movie? Inside
no.
Out?
What is that?
It's the new like Pixar.
Oh, that was good.
No, what was that about?
It's like this girl becoming, you know, like 9 years old, and you're watching it through her head. Like all these little thoughts in her head, like there's anger,
the emotions.
All the emotions are in her head, and you're following them. Every joke, everything.
What was
in the
that
movie,
thing you did on? Was
I'm
you
like
sprinkling
these are the,
stuff.
Sprinkling the emotions. This is how I.
It's basically the plot of Herman's Head, that early '90s TV show.
Yes.
You know what I read the other day? Pixar has never had a flop.
Oh, interesting.
They've never.
You have.
but you watch that movie and you're like, how do little kids like this? I was crying in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
Literally
dude.
In the corner.
I teared up.
Yeah. You sit there and you're like, what kid is watching this?
I was watching Dumbo. The
fuck
cartoon.
Dumbo,
yeah.
Dude. Fuck Dumbo.
Dumbo. Who they have the same earlobes as Colin Quinn. Nothing.
And the same nickname as Scopo.
That's a good one. I like that.
I did. But yeah, that fucking cartoon is sad as shit.
Yeah.
His mom is locked up in a thing, and he's got big ears, and
everyone's mean to
everybody's
him.
Everybody's mean
dude,
to
that,
him.
Dude, that hallucination or whatever the fuck's going on, you know, the crows are, like, attacking him? That fucked me up as a child for years.
All those movies. How about the first 10 minutes of Up?
Oh,
his
my
barren
God.
Wife dude. Dies.
But that's like that Louis C.K. joke. When you have finally find happiness, you know, someone is still going to turn to shit.
Right, right.
You know, it's like, yeah, that Up was fucking sad as shit.
Sad.
Yeah, that opening is incredible.
First 10 minutes, you're sitting there being like, what is going... I watched it on a flight back from a bachelor party, and I was in the middle of a plane just like literally... Tears streaming down, like because I was so anxious.
Really,
from
I was
like,
high as shit.
Bachelor
just
party,
crying.
And just
I
like,
love that I made a face and he backed away from his tears. No, because I was anxious. I have a fear of flying. It makes me emotional, yeah. So I wasn't myself.
And that was
yeah. Anyways, back to AIDS. I went to this. Now,
have you seen the NWA movie?
It was a phenomenal movie, and I know that they took some liberties with Dr. Dre being a tough guy when he really wasn't.
Well, here's the thing about when you have $1 billion and you make a movie of your story. Now, you get to come off like a really cool guy.
Did he make
guy.
It with Easy? I mean, with Ice Cube.
I think Ice Cube was involved. I know Dre was involved. I think Ice Cube was involved.
Well, Ice Cube's son was the Ice Cube.
Right. Ice Cube.
I tell you what, that kid's going to be a star. Yeah. Ice Cube's son, I don't know his name. Mm. I want to find out because he's got it. I mean,
he's
even
Ice
more
Cube's
than a
name
son.
Junior.
even more than a son.
Ice.
It's crushed ice.
Whatever Ice Cube's name is.
It's like Jeremy Ice. Like yeah. It's the normal name, but he takes the ice.
Tetley.
It's not vanilla ice.
Cube?
Cube. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm dyslexic, I guess.
Yeah, he was fucking great in this movie. And he looked just like him, but he was fucking great. The guy who played Eazy-E was... everybody was phenomenal. But it was an unbelievable movie. But the way...
How late does it go? Do they get like Suge Knight in there and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they go Suge Knight.
He's suing.
They talk to what he's suing them?
Yeah, he tried to. I think.
Well, dude, he fucking. I'm telling you, man. He basically Eazy-E and Dre got together. Dre was just a DJ, spinning. You know, fucking
wearing
pop.
Makeup.
He was with Pop and
Wrecking Crew.
Yeah, he was just some silly shit,
he
silly
was in
disco
like
shit.
R&B group, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was his job. He was making money, silly, but he was an amazing DJ. He was fucking, you know, a savant when it came to that shit. Eazy was an actual criminal, slinging dope, and Ice Cube was an actual writer. He was writing raps, and he's the creative guy. Ice Cube wrote most of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the raps, mostly all of them. He wrote them all.
And Dre was making the music,
and
right?
And Dre would make the music, and Eazy wasn't even a rapper. He wound up rapping because the guys who were supposed to rap said, fuck this shit, it's stupid. And they were like, yo, Eazy, you do it. Eazy was the money guy.
Rapping now is different. Like, rapping now, they have this all these, like, multiple syllable shit. But rapping back then, it was just like, I mean, whoever can write it, like, you can just hit these slow, you know, he'd be like, police at my dough.
Well, they had to do it. They had to do piece by piece.
No, that's an actual lyric.
That's a lyric.
Yeah, I know nothing about this.
No, oh, yeah, if you just guess a hip-hop lyric, it is pretty racist. Yeah. But luckily, they all said that.
He had a piece, his rap together. So he was like, riding through the hood in my 6'4". Stop, pause, say the next line.
It's cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Yeah, I was
whatever.
Just, whatever. Yeah. Anyways.
Shut up, best hair.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
First of all, Jerry. Anyways. And then Dave. And then you, Joe. Yeah, it was fucking great. And then they go into Eazy basically gave them the money to put up their first couple songs. They became really popular, and that's when Jerry, that song, what was it? Was it Fuck the Police? Or Straight Outta Compton?
Straight Outta Compton,
Straight Outta Compton popped with Ruthless Records, and then Jerry Heller stepped in with Eazy, and they went on a tour, which was unheard of for a rap band from L.A. New York, yeah. Rum DNC, all that. But L.A. rap really didn't fucking exist like that.
Yeah, there was nothing out there that was big ever. It was only New York rappers.
That was only New York. And now they were the first ones to fucking come out. And it was just crazy. Fucking nuts. And then that's when they went on a tour, 40 cities. They didn't have a contract to the whole thing. The only one who had a contract was Eazy. Him and Jerry were basically taking all the fucking money.
Right.
Because Eazy put it up at the beginning. And Ice Cube was like, fucking suck my dick.
And they were doing numbers that, like, not that rap had never done, but that gangster rap definitely had never done. Like, I know, like, I think, like, probably Will Smith and LL Cool J had done some big numbers and Run DMC. But it wasn't, like, this, like, really, really street shit where it was, like, talking about, like, just killing cops.
It's never been done.
Well, there were some street bands, but they weren't selling or whatever, hip-hop.
No
but
one ever heard
selling.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go to their shows, and there was white chicks and white dudes. Right. And everybody fucking rock dudes loved that shit when that came out. And, and that's when Cube, right when the tour was done, was like, I'm out. I'll see you later. And they went out and wound up doing another album without him.
N Words for Life.
And they trashed him. he came out with his solo album, which was very successful. Mm-hmm. They came out with an album after him, trashed him. And then he went back and came out with another album and said, all right, fuck you. And did Vaseline, right? No Vaseline.
No Vaseline, yeah.
And fucking smoked him in that. And then... Then it all went fucking south, man. That's when
Suge
Knight stepped in.
And Dre talked to each other? Or they hate each other?
No, they talked to each other.
They talk to each other?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, they're all friends now. They did a tour. They did an NWA tour with, like, Snoop as Eazy-E years ago. Like, they all, for a while, I mean, Suge Knight, I think they all still had problems with. But besides that, that was at the scene of that movie when Suge Knight ran over that dude.
They didn't show that in the movie.
No.
It was at the movie. They were filming the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Suge Knight showed up to where they were filming the fucking movie.
Right.
And then he ends up running over that dude.
He's not a good person.
What?
Look it up, dude. That was at
the
video.
He's in jail right now.
I saw the video.
He went to confront
them. That was at the filming of the fucking movie.
They wouldn't let him in, right? Or something like that. And he got pissed.
He claims he was set up, like they invited him to it, and then he got set up. But it sounds more like Suge Knight just showed up. He was known for just like showing up to Snoop concerts. when like they were having big problems, just to like kind of be like, I'm here, motherfucker.
There's a story that's Suge Knight hung Vanilla Ice off like a fucking roof.
What's that a story? Vanilla Ice acknowledged that it happened. They all acknowledged that it happened, and then now Vanilla Ice is like, ah, it didn't happen. Like
okay,
that.
you wanna hear some fucked up shit?
Yes, please.
You know,
play that Scopo track.
I got a big butt, you know.
Easy got AIDS out of nowhere, and just—I mean, he was gone. This is when AIDS was AIDS. And he was fucking gone. Just gone.
With this pussy AIDS these kids got.
He announced that he had it and he died a month later. Or two months later.
It's like Freddie Mercury.
So there's video footage of Suge Knight on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Talking about, they're like, well, you know, Easy used to wear a bulletproof vest. And he's like, that don't matter. He's like, I just you can hit somebody with it. You can buy an AIDS needle.
No way.
So he goes, you can buy an AIDS needle and just hit it with somebody, and then they die slow, and no one knows it was you.
Damn. No, he goes, that's what happened.
He didn't even say that. He goes, this is what happened. Okay, he came out, and Jimmy Kimmel was wearing a bulletproof vest just as a joke,
because
he just got out of jail. So he's like, come out, he's wearing a vest. He goes, why do you have that on? He's like, oh, you know, the styles have changed since you've been in the jail. Everyone wears these. And he goes, you don't even worry about that. And he said what Bobby said. He goes, we could just take an AIDS needle and, you know, just easy E you.
That's
what he said, like implying like, that's what happened to
you. That's
either.
Like OJ, if I'd done it, this is how I'd
that
do it.
That was the best
type of shit.
He just released a book.
You know that dude, Jerry Heller?
It.
The guy you're talking about? The white guy? He believes that.
I was so far off. I love you. Your story was so much better than mine. And it was true.
that guy, Jerry Heller, I've got obsessed with this topic. It's such an interesting time.
Too, man.
That guy, Jerry Heller, says he maintains that he thinks Eazy-E was killed. He goes, we had the best medicine, we had the best everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe at all that he had AIDS, that he died. And he also says that he regrets convincing Eazy-E not to kill Suge Knight. Or have him killed.
Yeah, because Eazy-E came back to Jerry one night and says, I got to kill him. And he was like, you can't kill him. We're doing $10 million a week on sales or some shit like that.
That's more than we make.
He goes, that is ridiculous to kill him right now. He goes, just sue him or whatever you have to do. Do not murder somebody.
That's
and Eazy-E was like, I got to take him out. I got to go kill him.
You got to keep him separated.
Eazy-E was a fucking gangster, man. He was a legitimate fucking gangster.
But then Suge went on to build an empire unlike any of it.
Yeah, but
he
did it with fucking Dre.
Oh yeah, but then you know, but his whole, Suge's whole thing is he never had anything except the muscle and the balls.
Yeah.
He just went like, oh, dude, they showed up with bats and made Eazy-E sign release papers.
No, that's not what happened, and I'll correct your story.
All right, someone said that.
No, they invited him down to the studio, Dre, and he showed up, and Dre wasn't there. It was just Suge and a bunch of dudes with pipes.
Oh, okay.
They had pipes, and they were like, you need to sign this. And every time he would sign, like, Mickey Mouse, and then they'd fucking beat him up.
Johnny Fontaine never gets that pot.
Yeah.
They'll make him a big star.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I knew that what happened is they sued and they said, we signed these release papers under duress of threat, blah, blah, and then they ended up getting money.
In the movie, they showed it, but they just showed him getting a fucking ass whoop with no pipes. But he was like, fuck you to Suge Knight. Suge Knight was a big motherfucker, man.
And he was known. There's tons of stories, dude, at Death Row where just like someone, if you were just like a, you know, like, breaking down the record. I don't know what the term is, but like someone just working on the music and you like fucked up, he would go, yeah, you were Deepu would just get the shit beat out of him one day because like, but they're just crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm into that.
They have actually in the movie, they have this big party going on in the studio. Dre's with Snoop trying to lay down some tracks, as they say in the hood.
Right.
And he comes out like, what the fuck? There's just chicks everywhere, people everywhere, all these big motherfuckers everywhere. And there's just a naked guy with his pants down around his ankles crying under a desk with a fucking dog just going, ruff, 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 like about to attack him, and some other big guy holding him back laughing.
That's Scopo and Voss.
Sounds like us in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
Too much? Fucking scary. Can you imagine that shit?
Yeah, it's dude. I remember hearing this.
Chest pains.
I heard this guy who was.
I'm literally having. Is there something wrong with me,
dude? There was this guy who was like.
If I have a
Dave just doesn't care. By the way, he's going into
chest pains. No, I think no. I want to bring on more.
Deepu pricked you with a cholesterol needle.
I'm gonna lean back. Oh my God, that's just a terrible shot of me, Depot. Go ahead.
Well, so there's this guy. He was like in a radio interview. He said this or something, but he's like, he was working for like Nirvana or a band like that, and just, you know, just like some guy who, like a technical guy working for Universal, sent him over because they needed someone else to help with the beat, you know, mixing it down or whatever. And he said he goes there and he's just like working, and Suge Knight comes out and he just gets in his face, this humongous like gangster black dude, and he's like, "Yo, why you take my hot sauce?" And he's just like this nervous kid, like a couple years out of college. And he's like, I don't even use hot sauce. He goes, I didn't ask you that. I asked you why you take my hot sauce. And he says, it just ends with him on his knees, like being like, I swear to God. And then he's just driving to go get hot sauce to replace this thing. Like, but he was like, but within an inch, like he easily could have just had the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
But didn't.
Yeah, Suge Knight's a horrible piece of shit human being.
No, that's, he's in jail. He deserves it.
Hang on. That's Joe List and Dave Smith. I never said anything.
Didn't they say his net worth at one point was close to $1 billion?
Dude, he had it all, okay? No. He had it all, okay? Yeah. He did not pay anyone. Nobody. Go look it up. Until he just got broke a couple years ago in lawsuits, he owned all the masters to Death Row Records. Dre didn't get shit. Snoop didn't get shit. He was saying, Snoop said, lyrics, I got nothing off Doggy Style, nothing. All those hits.
The Chronic,
Doggy
Style. You know
how
big that was?
Dude, everyone, Gin and Juice nothing but a G thing and all these huge hits. Suge took everything, dude.
I believe it's G Thang.
Well, he actually...
It's an A. He's right. They would always spell it T-H-A.
He said in the movie that Dre walked in and was like, I'm out. And he's like, well, you don't get shit. I'm taking it all. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
Dude, do you ever see the behind the music? They go, it's so funny because it's like Dr. Dre. They're like, Suge Knight showed up at Dre's, because there was the Death Row studio and then Dre had his own studio.
Yeah.
And he showed up with a bunch of big dudes with pipes.
Yeah.
Goes, give me all the masters, give me all the studio things. And they just cut to Dre and he's like, yo, I'll tell you right now, like, I'm a man. If we've got to do it, we got to do it. And then it just cuts away and they're like, Suge Knight got all of the masters. Yeah. Dre just leaves with nothing.
I have a feeling this won't be the DVD commentary. Just a bunch of white dudes and an Indian guy talking about them, the movie.
I'm telling you though, this is how it goes. I've YouTubed it.
Can we take out that part where I said he was a bad guy?
I mean,
he's in jail now. You're good.
When he got knocked the fuck out, remember that video? Mm-hmm. When Suge got knocked the fuck
by
out?
Who?
Some random thug,
some random
a barber.
Some regular barber.
Brutus,
dude.
The barber beefcake?
He was giving an interview.
In front of a club, right? Suge was getting in his car, and this guy fucking knocked him the fuck out. Cold. Hit the pavement. It made me feel so good.
Yeah.
I was like, good feet. There's nothing better for me to watch than a bully getting knocked the fuck out. Somebody who physically just hurts people.
Those are the best YouTube videos when it's elementary schools, when you see like the big bully challenge that one kid.
I can't
who
watch
knows
someone
karate.
Just bullying someone and like fucking them up. It really fucks me. But I love watching the bully
that
get fucked up.
That little nerdy kid does like one like spin kick and then all of a sudden the bully's down. Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, even like when you see like an old guy come out and just calm some fucking crazy gangster kids down. Hey, kettle, and they're like, fuck you, motherfucker. And then they go to hit him and he just one punches him and then he looks at the other one and goes, you. And then they're like,
old
yo,
guy
yo, yo,
look.
Yo,
yeah.
yo, yo.
I love it.
But Suge Knight was a motherfucker in this movie, but he actually saved Dre. He went in, Dre was held up by Jerry, fucked him, had him in contract, wouldn't be able to be Dre. Chronic wouldn't happen. Snoop Dogg wouldn't happen. He went in and used his fucking muscle to get Dre the fuck out.
The crazy thing is that Dre had to do it over and over and over again and only got paid the last time. Like, he got no money off NWA. He got no money off Death Row, although I think he finally sued and got it back now. But then when he did, like, the Eminem thing and that he and the Beats
he
finally
got
it.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah. Imagine, now he's the richest guy in hip-hop.
Imagine if he fucking got all that other money, too. Could you imagine that?
I have a couple billion.
I mean, Dre is a motherfucker.
He has 2 billion.
Right?
He sold Beats for 2 billion.
I heard it was one. Was it two?
Not 2 billion. Yeah.
Wow. But that's with what's his name? Who's that guy? The white guy. That's
Beats?
Working for Apple.
Oh,
Steve Jobs.
I was thinking of Jimmy Iovine, but I mean
that's
music
him.
Shit. Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah,
is that,
he's with
on
him.
That too?
Yeah, he's with him. Isn't he with him on that? I think he is. He's
Jimmy Iovine's been the head of, I think, all of this. Everything we're talking about, he's just been taking money off.
Even so, he's created two separate looks in his lifetime that people want to wear: the Beats look and the L.A. Raiders hats. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been responsible for style.
Well, you know? Dre wasn't.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
Dre was actually wearing fucking satin shirts back in before. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, look, Google Dre. Yeah. They have. Oh, yeah. He used to wear satin shirts and band leader. Fuck. When he DJ'd, you know, the satin band shirts.
Thank God
jackets.
Tupac's post-apocalyptic metal outfits never caught on.
Oh, God. It'd be fucking dangerous. The guy who plays.
That's the song.
I know. I'm just letting him do it. I like when Joe sings.
Thank you.
California. Yeah, Tupac's in it too. The guy who plays. And the casting of this movie is fucking ridiculous.
I got to see this.
Tupac looks like Tupac.
They already said they're going to do a spinoff with
Snoop.
Death Row.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Nah, what the fuck's that? That's not going to be as good. No,
Death Row's cool, man. What are you talking about?
It's not going to be as good, man. It's just not. You can't.
I NWA, believe in the death penalty.
NWA was the shit. NWA was the one that set everything off. NWA with Eazy-E was. I don't care if you. He was just
Chronic.
Fucking,
come on, the Chronic and Doggy Style are the two best albums that came out of any of that shit, dude. The Chronic and Doggy Style are like. That like changed hip hop.
There's,
those
there's
albums.
So much more like that beef that's going on with the like Biggie and the West Coast beef. All that stuff's going to be in it. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, all the Tupac stuff is at
How
Death Row.
How did you not book an African American for this episode?
I did.
Will Sylvans knows. If you think I know what I'm talking about with this, yeah. He knows
I don't.
Everything.
Yeah, but here's the deal. We still wouldn't understand it if he
no, you. But if you booked him and a translator, this would be the best podcast.
Where do you get a translator for a stuttering Haitian?
I didn't say it was easy.
I told him. He was on stage talking to me. He every time he brings me up, he'll say shit to you while you're leaving. Bobby, you're the
boy. Yes, he
does. And I'm just like... I'm like, dude, you need UN headphones to understand what the fuck you're saying. Fucking idiot.
Dre owns those.
I can't plug my Beats into this UN portal.
It's weird. If what's his name killed him with an AIDS needle, I've never heard of that until somebody to this interview.
Oh,
I saw that.
Didn't the killer? Who's that?
O.J. Simpson.
Oh, the Iceman. The Iceman. That notorious
Iceman
guy.
Didn't use
yeah.
He killed somebody with a needle, though.
Yep. I think you're the dumbest person I know.
I'm just saying.
I know.
You just heard the word needle?
He killed somebody with needles, though. First of all, he didn't kill somebody with needles.
Yes, he did.
Oh, God.
Needles, the Back to the Future character, played by Flea.
He had cyanide.
It's a lot of flame.
Cyanide.
Yeah, it's the same concept, though.
No, AIDS takes around fucking 6 to 12 months.
Dude, I mean, know, you were trying to argue
concept.
Out, but he's cyanide and AIDS are the same concept.
He's stabbing him with something.
The needle.
But he's stabbing him with something, though.
No, dude. No. The needle is what's in common. There's nothing conceptually in common with cyanide and
the gay plague. Cyanide.
Unfucking believable, man.
Same concept.
You're literally one of the dumbest. I want to bring this up real quick. I mean,
dude, I'm nervous. I'm going to get cyanide tested after this, so don't.
I want to bring something up really quick.
Oh boy.
I want
to. Uh oh.
The YKW Dick Court is now in session. Okay. If anyone feels to suck this or put this in their bum after the show, feel free.
Great.
Yeah. If you want to scratch a fucking mosquito bite, you might as
with
well.
With a dildo, with a wooden dildo?
Listen, this is what happened, okay? I'm going to let Dave be the judge. Dave,
ooh.
Take the mallet. Please don't stick it in your ass. I was kidding about that. That's a perfect cock. That's
who do you
actually,
think I am, Lewis?
That's actually my dick.
All right.
Artist rendering.
I'm
Your
bringing this up.
Weird.
I'm bringing this up, Scopo, and just, there's no way around it. Okay.
No boy.
And I know you have apologized, so we're kind of over it, but it still bugs me. Okay, it still bothers me. Scopo, we're going on vacation. Let me set up the scenario. We're going on, and who's my lawyer?
I'll be your lawyer.
You be my lawyer.
Good Jew lawyer.
You're the other Jew in the room.
You got Scopo.
I want the Jew as a lawyer.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, I was just waiting for an opportunity to do that.
Don't do that too hard, because we might lose the show.
We'll fucking black out.
You're the bailiff, fatty.
I'm the bailiff, great.
Order.
Do I do that?
All right, Joe is your lawyer, okay?
I'm a good lawyer.
First of all, I want to explain something.
Shouldn't I be the jury?
No, you're the bailiff.
Can we have like a funny back and forth thing with our bailiff?
Yeah,
where
sure.
I look at him, I go, have you seen crazy people like this?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Now, YKW Court is now in session.
All right.
You can do a little harder.
All rise.
I'm not getting it.
Right?
All rise.
No, my belt
that
buckle.
Was really taking
I thought
this
the bailiff was the guy that types.
No, that's the fucking
stenographer. Right here, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You're the
He's
stenographer.
He's the stenographer. I'm the bailiff.
All right, so here's, Your Honor, here's what happened, okay? I'm going on vacation. At the beginning of the summer, I wanted to plant new grass in my backyard. I hired a man to come and regrade my backyard. That means he drops down around 40 yards of dirt and regrades it, makes it nice and even, and then seeds it. And then it rained, and the seeds and everything.
I'm looking for a room to share. I'm sorry, keep going. I don't understand any of this. Go ahead.
You want to go
so, hang on yeah. one second. So he comes back. He has to do it again. Now, the second he drops the seed, the second the guy leaves, a fucking torrential downpour. It happens twice. Now, comes back a third time, regrades the whole backyard. There's thousands of dollars, you know. There's not thousands, but it's, you know. He comes back, regrades it, plants the seed. It's going to be beautiful for a week, except for one day. I have a new sprinkler system he installs, ready to go. Regraded, new seed, everything ready. I get a call. I'm going on vacation for a week. Scopo calls me. Hey, you know, a friend of mine. Scopo's a friend of mine, okay? Hey.
Objection.
As a
I don't think the court stenographer is supposed to object.
Well, if no one's going to speak up, you know.
Stenographer, can you strike from the record you objecting, please? All right. Where were you, Bobby?
Deepu picked up a pen. That's hilarious.
Just showing you that for the record. By the way, so what do the lawyers do here, by the way? You're presenting
your
side. I don't
know.
I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get an argument
story.
Already.
Yeah,
I'm
telling him the story,
yeah.
And then he's going to fight my case.
Yeah, I'm going to help him.
Okay, so basically...
He's doing a lot of regrading right now.
I got a phone call from my friend Scopo, and he says, "Hey, you want me to come up and check the mail, check the house while you're gone, make sure nothing happened?" Yeah, that'd be great, dude. Also, listen, man, I just put this whole thing in. I explained to him the whole thing. I did grading, the sand, blah, blah, the rain, the seed. I got the sprinkler. Can you come Tuesday and shut the sprinkler off? Because it's going to rain, and I don't want it to flood
right.
with the. And just.
Objection?
Yes.
You call me the day of. You got me out
yeah,
of bed.
But that, agreeing,
you got me out of bed.
Agreeing to do something nice and then not doing it is still...
First of all, I object his objection. Yeah. How can I get him out of bed if he asked me if I could do something for you?
What are you talking about? You call me on Tuesday.
You said, can I do something for you?
All right, no, stenographer, let the record show I did not understand Bobby's objection.
Me neither.
All right, here's
it. It doesn't matter.
So shut up.
Whatever, just being funny.
Can you say something?
I'm on your side, man.
Yeah, but fucking tell me shut up.
I believe the judge is the only one telling me shut up.
Bobby, if you want to request, he's arguing with his own lawyer. I mean, what do you want me to say? If he wants to request different representation.
Keep going with the story.
Well, don't let him just interrupt me. Like sorry, that
I'll be the lawyer
fuck?
I didn't know I was a lawyer / muscle
Bobby just so you
thing.
Know if you're upset with your representation the state will provide you with
there's nobody left
well we got a stenographer I could give you my bailiff
you know
over
what
here.
I would like a new lawyer
I don't yeah, say you have
I want a new lawyer
you can choose
I'll represent
from,
wait objection
you got mosquito bites or
case. This is bullshit I think case
I want
to
take the fat Greek
thank you.
Objection
thank
overruled
you.
We will continue with the case
I want the fat Greek
well obviously this is your choice your lawyer okay so J-Train we're going to need you to be my bailiff
I'm just going to listen to the story.
All right.
No,
listen.
We need you to bail it. If anyone gets unruly, you have to.
I should have known to pick a good-looking fucking lawyer, cocksucker.
I got by through skill alone.
All right, here we go.
This doesn't seems like a better
So he calls me. He says, okay. So I say, listen, you got to not, please, do not. There's three knobs, big knob and two little knobs that go to two different
you,
hoses.
You, Max, and Don.
Your Honor.
So I say, please, do not touch the big knob. Do not touch the sprinkler hose knob. Just touch the hose knob. Do you understand?
Kind of.
You understand?
It's clear as day.
Anyways, I say, can you go up and do this? But you have to come back the next day and turn it back on. Just turn it off on Tuesday and come back on Wednesday and turn it back on because it's going to be like a desert for the rest of the week. I need it to be back on the next day. What? Right? Yes, I can.
I don't remember that.
Your Honor, please.
Chris, you'll have your chance right now. Right now.
Thank you. Thank
Objection sustained.
Joe, what are you doing here, bro?
I got a case. You should be quiet and let him fucking bury himself
right.
here.
Hang on.
Thank you.
You think it doesn't help our case that nobody
Your
knows
Honor,
what the fuck
please,
he's talking
Your
about?
Listen, you're both going to get... All right,
They're
guys.
Out of order.
Objection.
You don't even need a lawyer. He's ruining his own case.
Order. Order in the court. Okay, you're both going to get your chances. Let Bobby finish.
Okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So he says, he says, absolutely, dude. No problem. No problem. I go, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it. You know, you don't have to do this, but thank you very much for doing this. He says, okay, great. I call on Friday because I trust him. He's my friend. He said he's going to do something. I call him Friday. I go, hey, what's up? Just to see how it went. What's up, dude? Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to turn the sprinklers back on. I go, it's Friday. He goes, yeah, I didn't have time. I go, but you blew me off. He goes, no, I didn't. I just didn't have time. I go, but no, you said you'd do it, and you didn't. That means my grass hasn't been watered in 3 fucking days, and it's been the hottest 3 days of the summer. I go, do you know how fucking things grow? Yeah, I know how fucking things grow, Bobby. I go, how? With food and water. I go, you killed it. You killed it. He goes, Bobby, I'm sure it's fine. I go, you blew me off, dude. Why'd you blow? I didn't blow you off. I just had stuff to do, Bobby. I couldn't make it. I go, that's the fucking essence of blowing me off. You're saying you did something all other. Whatever. I hang up the fucking. I'm going now. I go, okay, great. He goes, I turned it back on. Call me, whatever. I come home on fucking Tuesday. Not only did he not water it for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when he went up on Tuesday, he turned the valve off to sprinkler. So the fucking thing, even when he turned it on, didn't water the fucking grass. For a week, he killed the grass. I'd have the guy come back and regrade and regrass and re-everything. 2 days ago. Ooh. My grass is dead. My son doesn't have a lawn.
I'll tell you. Say
no further questions.
Dead.
All right. All right. I just want to say on behalf of the court, that was chilling testimony. And I want to thank the prosecution for coming forward. Moving on to the defense's presentation, and then the lawyers will have a chance to cross-examine
all right,
the other side. All
yes.
right.
So. I consider this all speculation. And I'm confused by the entire situation. And the fact that you explain the situation here with the knobs and the dupes and the valves.
When you have a sprinkler.
Hold on. This is the presentation. Yes.
I don't understand what you're talking about. And also, it seems like you're really shouting quite a bit. And I feel like our fat-butted client did his best.
Oh, you are.
I feel like he did his best and he volunteered.
Yes, he did do his best, and his best wasn't good enough.
All right, fair enough.
What are you saying? What's the problem here?
Here's the problem.
You want a new lawn?
When you say you're going to do something, you do it.
Absolutely.
I agree.
I feel like if I had
well,
a
that's it. He agrees.
Scopo
we win.
Killed my fucking lawn.
Completely the sun and earth killed your lawn.
Can I just say, and I'm not speaking as the judge here, but Scopo was like, Joe, what's your plan? And you go, don't worry, I got a plan.
then
you got up here and just agreed with Robin.
Really to turn on him.
You should have just let him present his case. I'd like to hear from Chris a little bit.
Yeah, I quit.
Your lawyer didn't do very good.
Well,
is your mic off?
Maybe, I don't know. I did accidentally, I guess, shut off the water, but I did water it on Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday.
So
I did water it. Bobby.
How did you water it?
Chooses to plant seed when I have fact you don't plant seed in the summer because it dries out.
Oh. Objection. Objection.
Thank you.
He doesn't know shit about lawns.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good objection.
Objection to that.
Are you gonna
my father was a gardener and told me this. You don't plant seeds in the summer
your father
because
grew
it dries
grass.
Out.
Apparently his father was a fucking fucking
and I have
asshole too.
I have fucking evidence on my phone, which I will present to my lawyer.
If you would like to submit some evidence into the court, obviously that's hearsay to say your father. If you had him here,
First of all, I want documentation that he was a gardener. Okay, now
that's
he
right.
What he's a garbage guy. Now he's a gardener. What else is he?
Mm.
What is he? Whatever Scopo needs to get out of a fucking
he's
jam.
He's a damn fine father.
I'll tell you right now that he went to his father, and his father said, you can plant seeds in anytime you want, spring, summer, or fall, just not the winter. Now, mm-hmm. I will give him this. September is the best month, or the fall, the spring or the fall is the best month.
I like November because of Thanksgiving and football.
to plant grass. Do you know why, Judge?
Why is that?
Can I tell you why? I'll tell you why. Because it's not as sunny. It's not as hot. But you know what, Judge? You can plant grass.
You know what, Judge?
You can plant grass in the summer right? If you have a sprinkler system.
So what about the argument, the philosophical argument Bobby's making is that you can plant the... He's not saying it's optimal, but it's not optimum cable service.
Yes.
But it is. He's saying that's not really the point. The point is whether you agreed to help him with this now. I'm sorry, what your lawyer wants
Your
to
Honor,
say?
I have here a screenshot from... AskJeeves.com, where Roger Cook
third Google.
There's another one if you scroll.
Roger Cook replies. Now, I don't know who Roger Cook is, but he certainly has a computer, and he writes: in much of the country, grass seed is best planted before or after summer.
Is best.
That's primarily
because it's almost impossible to keep new seed moist in the summer without nearly constant watering.
Proving my point.
You didn't
nearly
have constant watering because you said
objection.
It goes off.
I did not have constant watering because turn my constant watering off.
You said your sprinklers go off in the morning and at night.
Yeah, constant watering. You know what it is?
That's not
you,
constant
shut
watering.
Shut the fuck.
Constant water.
Your Honor.
Your Honor, it's still kind of Bobby's show, Chris, so let him I know we're doing it here, but like, okay, it's okay.
Your Honor.
Yes.
May I talk?
Absolutely.
I move the change of venue.
I mean, overruled.
Pretty goddamn good point over there.
Don't hit the table.
Let's take this to Tuesdays with Stories every Tuesday on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Your Honor, he just proved my point.
If
you read that, can you please, for the court, read that sentence?
Joe, please reread Exhibit A.
Okay, Roger Cook of Internet
says... Not
that
part, just get to the other part.
In much of the country, not everywhere.
Yes, much.
Not necessarily Westchester, New York.
Are you my
grass seed is best planted before or after summer. That's primarily because it's almost impossible to keep new seed moist in the summer without nearly constant watering.
Stop!
Collaborate.
Stop.
And listen.
Now,
I had constant watering, Your Honor, because I had a sprinkler system put in that automatically goes off twice a day. To moisten the ground for the day. And then it came on in the afternoon to moisten it again when it dried up. So in the nighttime when the sun goes down, it would actually stay moist because the sun's not
out. And now, I've heard the two arguments on that. All right,
it's
make your last
constant
point.
Twice a day?
No, I will say
that's your argument.
I got that argument already. I've heard it. I get it.
Your Honor, can we go to
the
chat room?
Here's what I'm saying. Here's why I'm going to strike down the evidence that Chris just put in. Okay, because it is at the end of the day, it's immaterial unless you're saying you can't do it in the summer. What he's saying there is most of the region, it isn't the best time to do it.
I object.
And that
this is Richard
and
Cook.
Constant is...
We'd also...
Let's say,
Honor.
Okay, Chris, let's say you were getting, like, ass-raped by Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
Would twice a day be constantly?
No, it'd be twice a day.
It'd be enough.
I think you get my point.
Your Honor, one more piece of evidence. The defendant's judgment clearly can't be trusted. He said he'd fuck Rich Voss. He was, out of every comic, he picked Rich Voss. Terrible choice. Thank you. I bombed.
Hold on, Your Honor. I will not allow it. I would like the jury please pretend they did not hear that.
No,
they no.
I would just. I would like to ask him to leave. Like leave the place.
That's your lawyer.
Wait, I have a new piece of evidence has been brought forth to me. The hot temperatures of summer are past. Oh, what? Why are you giving this to me? I don't think this helps.
You're my lawyer.
I know, but I don't think this has helped. Why the fall season is usually... Boy, there's a lot of words here that could be
usually.
Very easily...
Just regretting that accent right now.
This is, planting in fall avoids several springtime problems.
What is
cool soil temperatures delay germination.
But hold on, did you do the job he asked you to do?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't usually let my...
That's the whole thing.
I'm going to be honest.
You didn't do the job.
Hey, I'm fucking stenographer. Shut the fuck up. Honestly.
All right, all right.
What
first
the
off,
science
it's the
matter.
Balance.
I got 50 lawyers against me right now.
What does the science matter?
All right, listen, I don't usually let my bailiff run my court, but he is making a damn good point here, so I'm going to make an exception this one time.
Let's ask some questions.
Chris, all right, you want to go to the fans first, and then we'll get...
Can we go to the chat room real quick,
yeah,
Your Honor? Do you mind?
Yes,
let's
sure.
say chat room, because fans is a little broad.
That guy, 04, says, this whole court is out of order and gay.
Hey, nice one, 04.
Saved it with that one.
Somebody listened to the beginning of the show.
He also says, why does the lawn need regrading because the grass dried out?
Bobby is getting ripped off like the city boy that he is.
No, no, no. That's not what... I'm not going to... email me later. I'll talk to you.
A grass specialist wrote it.
It was rain. Robert Cook.
The rain hit twice. Really torrential rain, and it fucked up the...
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
Who's your grass guy? I could get you 3 cents a stalk. What do you...
what? The fucking weed? Yeah,
I'll take it was a weed joke. Whatever.
No, that was a weed joke, and I'm sober, so I didn't get it. What else you got?
John Testoni says, next time put down sod, cheap ass.
Sod $6,000 to do my backyard.
I don't know anything about any
of this. I'm telling you, $6,000. I got a fucking estimate on doing sod, $6,000. And it might not take.
It'll take Chris Scopo 3 years of comedy to make that much money.
Go ahead.
That's about it.
I don't know why I keep you when I'm
what
down.
Do you got, Your Honor?
You're not down. You're in the middle of a trial.
He's the worst lawyer. I got the fucking bailiff going against me.
I'm not going to lie.
This is typical criminal fucking mindset.
Blaming everyone else.
Blaming everybody else. Yeah. You murdered the person.
I am not blaming everybody else. I'm saying my defense.
I'm reading the fucking evidence you're handing me.
You came at me. We're like, I got this. And I was like, oh, shit, Joe might be. Gone to something
I
here.
Tried.
Oh my god!
I tried. I'm reading the evidence you gave me.
Remember the first court scene of my cousin Vinny when he looked terrible.
Yeah.
And but then he pulled it out in the end. All right, Chris. Listen, I'm going to grant you as the judge that your legal team has fallen apart on you. Let me ask you a couple questions. Did you agree to do this for Bobby before Friday? The first part of it, when he talked to you on Friday, had you already fucked up and not done what you agreed to do?
Wait, before Friday? I didn't go back. Yes, I didn't go back. Yes.
So, what's the initial thing?
Yeah, I'm wrong. We already admit that I'm wrong already.
You just want to settle out of court now?
You're fucking yelling at me for being a bad lawyer.
No further questions.
You're wrong.
All right. So, I think I've reached my judgment.
Can I get a plea deal?
That's my
job.
Plea deal has nothing to do with the judge.
I think Scopo should rub my shoulders for the rest of the show.
Yes.
All right, Lily, you guys have to
agree. Let's take this to a new gay level.
Here's how a plea girl.
I want a shoulder rub.
But a plea deal has to work like
we
this.
We accept.
You guys got to agree.
No, we do not accept. If you rule in my favor, I would like a shoulder rub when everybody's giving their credits and their fucking their
objection.
Yes.
Chris Scopo's ass cannot fit behind you. One of you is going to have to lose weight before we do this.
All right, that's a fair point. Here's how this works, okay? You can't negotiate with me over what the punishment is, okay?
Yes.
Chris is looking at the maximum, 25 to life.
Wow.
If you guys, there's harsh times here, but you guys can negotiate, and if you agree upon a negotiation, then you can present it to the judge.
Okay.
And if I think it's hilarious,
then
I'll probably do it.
What Dave is saying is you forgot to assign a jury.
Yeah, kind of. We don't have a jury.
We don't have a jury. You're the jury.
We've got a stenographer, but no jury.
What
does
Chris Pruitt say?
What do the fans say? Is he guilty or not guilty?
Yeah, he admitted to guilty. We got to figure it out. We'll have them, but we're on a minute delay.
No, you know what? Don't even just have them vote and just write it down on a piece of paper and then slide it to me.
What we need is a punishment. We know that he's guilty.
Yeah, we need a punishment from the people watching live. We need a punishment.
You never know. A lot of people thought Zimmerman was going down.
Yeah, but he didn't plead guilty.
Well, was that an official plea at the end?
The emperor guilty.
Didn't he just say something like a video? He's like, "What happened to me? You know what happened to the last motherfucker that fucked with me or something?"
Yeah,
like
he was tough talking somebody with his
on Twitter,
up.
Right?
Yeah. It was like,
could you imagine that to get away with something like that
and then talk shit?
He's out of his mind.
He's not a smart guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's a guy.
Piece of shit.
Well, here's how smart he is. Okay, he lives in Florida. And couldn't become a cop. He failed 3 times out of trying to be a Florida cop. Do you know how dumb you have to be?
So he went down the neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch.
Yeah. That's another thing I forgot to bring up in that NWA thing, not to go back to it fully, but the police...
George Zimmerman's in that?
No. The police treatment of people in this movie, it was so fucking hideous. The way they treated people in Compton or in L.A.
C-O-M-P-T-O-N.
It was, and I can't believe it was this. I have to believe that there was a little exaggerated.
Maybe.
Because I know cops.
LAPD, though, was like notorious for being really fucked up and really corrupt at that time.
Was that the Rampart error and all that?
I don't know. But I know that there were like lots of them that, they had a big like corruption thing and a lot of them got fired and they like redid.
But you also need a bad guy.
you know, like that. They're gonna play them up as much. You need a
buddy.
But,
it was bad. I mean,
but I think that
they would fucking. I mean, they would humiliate people and humiliate their parents. Like they had this, you know, the black guy. You know, Ice Cube's coming out of a house and they slam him to the ground. And he's like, "Yo, I'm just going home. I live right there." And they're like, "Fuck you! Shut the fuck! You got something." And it's like just so mean and inhumane. And then the father comes, "That's my son." And he's like, "Get back on the cop. I mean the curb. I'll ruin you." Right in the mother's face, "I'll ruin your fucking night."
Yeah.
Like pointing in a, it's like what
yeah,
the.
I think that's real, dude. I mean, there's still.
Really?
I mean, yeah. Cops are killing people today.
I think,
like,
it's
you don't think
real.
In the 80s they acted that way? Who knows how much shit they were getting away with before body cameras?
Yeah, they did beat the fuck out of Rodney King.
Yeah,
it's weird because when you watch like a Holocaust movie, you're like, oh, the Nazis are almost at this point like more of like a cartoon. And it's like, you're just saying, like, the cops, like,
but
those
also,
are people you see
like
every day.
It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
When they go, when people go, like, there are decent cops out there or there are good cops, it's like there are, but it's also like there were decent Nazis. It's a weird thing to say, but there were. They were human beings, too, in a fucked up situation, you know?
Hold on. We'll stay with this conversation. You're the bailiff. Hold on to
this is just like the commercial.
Until we give it to him. But no, I guess you're right. But, I mean, look, I know cops. I know a lot of good cops.
That's the point, though. They're not bad people. They're necessarily, some of them are, but they're in a fucked system. You know, and that's what it is. If you're under orders of, like, you see someone smoking the wrong plant, you're supposed to, by force, take them and throw them in a cage. Like, I don't know how you'd be a good guy in that situation.
They're also in the worst position. Like, they are damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, if you really think about it, like, they... If you grips, if someone's coming, if someone is a criminal
to some
of some
degree.
Sort, you have to assume there's a gun. You know, I'm just saying they're.
Well, you're not like damned.
You're
not damned if you don't throw a 15-year-old girl in a bikini down on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Like, these
you're fine if you don't.
The
do
ones
that.
You
so
see
like,
every day are the most extreme versions
yeah,
of what you're seeing. Like
that has to be a buildup of rage.
Okay,
though,
fine.
Dealing with, I should
yeah,
absolutely wrong on your side.
Let me just say,
but the example.
So let me just counter the argument that which I get a lot.
Explain what it is. The girl that
oh, there was this girl. In a bikini who got thrown down by this police officer. I assume a lot of people have seen it. It went viral or whatever. But this is the thing I'm saying. This is only my counter to where people go like, well, you just see the horrible videos. And hey, there's 320 million people in the country. We see a new one every fucking day. Show me the one of them, anyone out there listening who has it, where a cop, for one of the thousands and thousands I've seen where a cop is blatantly violating someone else's rights, just blatantly assaulting someone, where another cop comes over and arrests that cop. Because he just witnessed him assault someone. If you ever, but I'm saying, can you ever once find that video?
That's not a fun thing to put on World Star Hip Hop. Like, check out this.
No. I'm not saying, is it popular? It
doesn't
have one view.
I'm just saying, it's very, it takes a very smart person to separate race and class and, you know, criminals versus good versus evil and all that stuff. And these aren't exactly the smartest people in the world that are going into this force
I know
and
what
being
you're
trained
saying, but you know,
at the right level.
Also,
so that's a hard job to do.
A cop's never going to do it to another cop in public. They might reprimand him later.
Okay, so
don't
tell me
do
your
that.
Job
they
is protect and serve. If you watch someone assault another person and you don't stop them from doing it, that's the, like, I'm saying, like, that's to me what the good Nazi was, kind of. Like, he's like, look, I'm not going to assault anyone, but if someone else takes you out, what am I going to do? That's the system, you know? I can't go against it.
Yeah. It's
also, you're dealing with unions, too. Like, that's another thing.
You're dealing with unions. You're dealing with your career. You're dealing with your family and your money and your mortgage and all that stuff. And there's a point where you go, I think, where cops go, fuck it. Well, where they get shit on so much.
Yeah,
and you got somebody going, dude, just fuck that. Don't worry about that. Any job you go into, by the way, you start out all fucking gung-ho. You start out like, I'm gonna be the best carpet salesman in the fucking world. And then you slowly find where you don't have to. I can come in at 10 past 10. I don't have to be at. He doesn't show up at 9, 9:30. He shows up around 10:30. I can get here around 10 past 10. He doesn't really give a shit. I can leave a little early for my lunch break. If I go on the back, you find those little loopholes. And then you start to hate customers. Oh, this
Look,
fucking
I
lady.
I completely agree with
Any
you.
Any job.
But there's also the element with cops on top of that thing is there's like the power thing. And then people get fucking drunk on power. No. And they look, dude, we've seen it as a comic, right? You see the way bookers of shitty clubs talk to open micers. They're drunk off the tiniest bit of power. You give someone power over another person, it tends to bring out the dick in them.
But look at the way Bobby talks to fucking Scopo.
It's horrible. I'm almost going to give him this case.
What the fuck?
But also think about also as a comic how many split-second decisions you make on stage.
Split-sider decisions.
Like, split-sider decisions. So think about how many times you've made the wrong move.
I'm with you, but
and I'm just saying,
I just
just for a cop, like, his
your analogy makes me want to throw hot chili in your face. Yeah. Think of how many times we make split decisions.
Well, I'm just saying. Just think about it.
I don't know, but still.
But I'm saying they have to make a split decision, and then it's over for someone's life. You know?
No, I agree with you, but here's the thing. Can I just bring something up that's affects them even more? Fear.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Fear. Fear. When anytime you see some angry guy or somebody throwing somebody on the ground or somebody, it's fear. Your feelings were hurt. That girl kept assaulting him psychologically until he couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
And his anger, and whether it's from stuff from those women for the last 10 years, drunk chicks, hot chicks, rejecting him, whatever the fuck that was, I don't think it was a bad cop. I think it was a bad person. It was psychological distress that he never dealt with. And then these people who are out, you know, when they're out and there's a gang or a bunch of black guys or and they get afraid, but they have a gun and they have a badge. And if I say do something and you're supposed to do it and you don't do it, the fear immediately sets in.
You
don't have control.
Can I just say, by the way, I agree with you completely on that. Like, I'm coming off kind of anti-cop here, which I kind of am, but I'm not like just the typical liberal who it's like, that Mike Brown. If you charge at a guy with a gun, I don't really feel bad that you end up dead. Like, that's whatever. I don't get. Yeah. But I'm talking about them like going after just like non-violent people and shit like that.
Yeah,
that's
like,
just a fucked up
system. Like the guy who choked, when the cop choked.
And most of them don't want to do
like,
that.
Dude, I can't breathe.
They don't want to do
if
that.
If a guy says I can't breathe and you have five other guys with you,
and he wasn't violent to begin with, you know. It's like
I don't know. He's a big guy. I get it, but that's some fear shit. That's like I'm afraid.
Hold on. There's also cops don't like to be disrespected. There's also feeling like they're better than you.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you do me one favor? Take the bandana and cover your arm. I'm gonna throw.
Now no one else can take the bandana back, no matter how bad your joke is.
I really just think that there's an element of like all in the training and in everything they do, they're told that they have like, they feel like they're superior to somebody. And if someone's even like the Sandra Bland situation, where someone's just rude to you, that doesn't give you the opportunity to just like make arrest them.
It shouldn't,
but it sure does.
Just, you know, like, because, yeah, but you're right. Yeah. I agree with you.
You know
completely.
What I mean? In a society, and that's part of the job that they signed up for. It's fucked up. But that's the reason a cop is a pretty good paying job. Good benefits, pretty high. Pretty high. Yeah. But it's a pretty high salary for the level of education you have to have, right? You go through their academy and you get
Two years of college.
Not necessarily. No.
This is more gray to
in New York, you do.
Well,
it's pretty low money for risking your life, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, but there's far riskier jobs. I mean, if you just look at the numbers, cops. Yeah, there are. Like, if you look at the numbers of where you're most likely to have like workplace deaths, workplace injuries, cops isn't at the top.
Okay, but statistically, but because of cops and because of law, and they don't get a shot as much as they used to.
Sure.
All right. So because of them,
I'm not saying it's like
safer.
A safe job. Yeah.
It's not, because what you're doing is you're going into dangerous situations every single day, all day long, to protect other human beings. Mm. That's your job. I don't know if... Name another fucking dangerous job. So if something bad happens where people are breaking the law, you have to go to it immediately and confront those people.
Well,
and,
I mean, I'm not gonna, I understand, but I just saying, what you're saying is kind of more, to me, like the version of how they say it, whereas the version in reality is more like they show up a half hour later and write a report, and I think it's about a 2.5% chance they get the guy. But I'm just saying,
I think it depends where you are, too.
I don't know
like
about
if
that.
If you're a cop in Greenwich Village, you're not that risk of getting shot.
Lot of them have to go into dangerous fucking neighborhoods.
My buddy's in
that.
East New York. I talked to him yesterday. He goes, yeah, there's shootings every day now.
Yeah.
Every day someone's
getting
shot.
Dude, it's getting crazy.
Oh, I'm
East
not
New
saying
York,
that's not out there.
East New York back in the 70s was ridiculous.
He goes,
and now it's getting bad again.
They are in battle.
And you know
I'm
why?
I'm not saying they're not.
He goes, you know why?
Fucking de Blasio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking de Blasio.
Yeah. He goes, it's bad now. Every day there's a shooting.
Yeah, Giuliani was in Washington Square Park when I first moved here. Was a fucking nightmare to walk through at night. I mean, it was crazy, scary. And before I got here, it was even scarier. The mayor came in.
No question,
right?
Yeah.
Dropped a fucking police station trailer, a 24-hour police station right at the park that was patrolled all night long. Gone. People are in there all night long. Couples, families.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it got a lot
it's
better.
It's all gone.
I was here through that whole thing. Giuliani transformed the city.
And then Bloomberg kept it up, too.
A lot of that also is that, like, the crack epidemic kind of fizzled out. That's why there was so much violence in New York when I was a kid.
Why did the crack epidemic, why did it fizzle out? Because they got rid of the fucking problem.
There's definitely a lot of that.
What about the Roe v. Wade theory?
There's a real serious theory. Basically, that abortion
a lot of people started getting aborted that would have been criminals.
Well, they're saying so. Basically, abortion was legal in whatever, like 70 or like something like that, like the early 70s. So they're saying like all those unwanted babies that would have been shitty. This is a Freakonomics argument. I don't know if it's true or not.
But actually, I think there was another study that said a lot of the women who did get abortions were actually married women.
I saw that, and that kind of convinced me it's a bullshit argument. But that is an argument out there. Yeah, yeah.
Because it's
that,
not
like those
people
kids would have come of age and been committing crime now, but because we have. I think that's like a liberal.
Well, the people who have kids who are like criminals or whatever aren't making rational child decisions. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I know for a fact where I lived in Brooklyn, they shut down. What you're talking about, Bobby, they shut down coke houses like all over the place. So I know that definitely did a lot to shut it down.
Well, no, that's what they.
But we're all talking about like strategy and having a plan and like, you know, they drop the, you know, the police center in the middle of times.
What the fuck? Now you're a great lawyer. You're my lawyer. You sit there and stare like a bird.
I was just wondering. I was on your side the whole time. I'm just saying, when all this is strategy, like when people are like, I'm against cop beatings. Yeah, we're all against cop beatings. Like, what are we going to do? Everyone can scream how much they care about this, but they don't do anything.
Technology. So, technology will fucking straighten it out. When you have a camera.
I say that, but these cops are killing people on camera and getting away with it.
Yeah, but look, it's not going to happen overnight. What's going to happen? If you have cameras on every single cop, and we have the footage, and we can change the system that way, because we're not going to put up with every day on TV some cop just fucking murdering somebody.
We're getting pretty close to seeing how much we're going to put up with.
I think
we're getting close to seeing how much. Look, dude, I've never seen so many videos over the last few years. There are now sites that do nothing but put them out every single day.
Really,
we have the highest imprisonment rate in the world.
Have you ever seen?
I don't know how far we have to go.
You ever see the guy? You ever see the videos where they're taunting the cops with cameras?
Yeah.
Come on, bitch.
They're dicks.
What you gonna? No. Listen.
But they should be allowed to do it.
You shouldn't be allowed to. No, you shouldn't.
Anything short of a crime, if there's not a law, I don't care how much you piss off the cop. You should be enforcing the law.
You think you should be able to walk up to the cop, bitch, motherfucker, bitch.
If there's a law against it, maybe not. I don't think the cop should be able to at the time. Look, it's a dick move.
Okay, and
but if it's legal, it's a free country.
So you think that criminals or somebody or a suspect or anybody should walk up to the cop, what's up, bitch, pussy bitch, put a camera.
No, I don't think you should be able to do that.
Let me finish.
All right.
Put a camera in his fucking face and bitch, pussy, what are you gonna do? Nothing. Well, this bitch can't do shit, bitch. And because
but you should be able to do that to anyone. That's harassment.
You shouldn't.
Yes, of course.
So,
no.
But the cop can't arrest him.
If there's not a law, I might say there should
be
a law against that.
Can't arrest him. Because if he arrests him, all of a sudden, oh, that's it. That's you. They're trying to get them.
I agree with you. There are people like that.
There's a lot of videos out there that are looking to catch cops. Fucking, they're pushing their buttons and then videotaping it, and then when the cop finally has to take action, look at you, motherfucker! Look,
I don't know about that, man. I think it's so dangerous for especially black people to just when an interaction with a cop where they're not guilty of anything. I don't think the numbers of people goading cops are that high. I think it's just
I don't think anybody else here have statistics. One way or the other, I know that I understand that cops are what they're doing is what we've seen them do is terrible, dude. I get it. I understand. I'm for that too. I don't think cops should just run roughshod and do whatever the fuck they want because you have a badge. That's scary shit, man. That's like 1970s shit.
I do think like what you're saying though. I'm sorry. I know I'm talking a lot in this.
No, please talk.
Look, like what you're saying. Like, no, I don't think you should be able to go up to anyone and be like, "Bitch, fuck what?" Yeah. But no, like I do think if it's a free country and we have freedom of speech, then like when you get pulled over, if you have a fucking attitude, I think you have a right to have an attitude. But, this isn't your ruler. They're supposed to work for us.
The discussion we're having, I think, is that in the bell curve of these things happening, there's two tales. There's the tale of cops killing people, and then there's the tale of the guy going, what, in his face. It's all in the middle somewhere. You got to look on the cop's side, too.
There are extremes, but there's a lot more in the middle.
But I'm saying it's all in the middle. So to say whose fault it is, and all what you see on the internet is a lot of people going, well, the cops are evil, which is not true, and the people in that section of town are evil. It's somewhere in the middle.
Wait a second,
and it's like, now you have to have new strategies.
because those two bell curves you talked about are so dramatically different. One is a cop killing someone, and the other one is someone being a dick. You know what I mean?
Like, that is a fair point.
Well, I mean,
no, like the other side is cops get killed, too.
Cops get killed. Sure, yeah, sure. So that's, yeah. I mean, I'm just
cops
saying.
Cops are being
execution
murdered.
Style the other day.
So, I mean, but it's
cops
more,
are being murdered.
Everyone wants to take a side, when really the side is, okay, let's fix these, you know, where we put the, you know, the police center. And
no, you're right. It's about the system.
The
it's
system,
not, you know,
and make
it's,
it, yeah. and make it so there are outs for cops and outs for people that are getting
arrested.
I think
the biggest issue is just if there was like a fair, clear way that cops would be prosecuted for wrongdoing. I think that's the biggest issue that a lot of people have, is that whenever an issue with the cop pops up, it's always taken care of in this weird mafia way.
Yes, and if there's any one group of people where, like, you can assault people and not face repercussions, they're going to get out of control. So it's just like, yeah, they're just, all I'm saying is like, yeah, when people, that's what I started with saying, another cop should come arrest that cop. In the same way that if a person assaulted some other person, the cop arrests that cop. Right. Or, I don't know.
That person,
yeah. Yeah, look, man, I'm friends with a lot of cops. I like cops. Cop pulls me over, I put my hands on 10 to 2.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't do anything until he says. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. I'm just like, well, yes, officer, no, officer. Maybe that's a pussy way to be.
No, I look at that like if someone pulls a gun on you, mugging you. It's like, that, what are you going to, like, fight him? Like, just understand what the situation is, and this is your best way to get from point A to point B. Is like,
you're doing your job. You don't know who the fuck I am. And usually, you know, a lot of times they'll be like, all right, cool. I mean, I'm not the most white-looking dude either. I'm pretty ethnic if you pull me over.
There's no question you're right about that. Lots of times I'm just cool with cops. They're cool. If I had been a dick, well, maybe this escalates to a situation.
I agree, and that's the thing, that it's not popular in, you know, my group of friends or on the left, but and there's police brutality and abuse, but almost all the videos that have gone viral, the one thing they have in common is that they were breaking the law and resisting arrest. Now, I'm not saying that means you should be fucking choked to death or murdered or killed or whatever, but they were talking to the police because they broke some sort of law, and then they resisted.
You're 100% right. That's why it's all about the system, because it's like, look, those cops, too, they don't necessarily want to fucking do this with Eric Gardner. They don't give a fuck. He wasn't violent. But once the orders come in, like, you got
to
bring him in.
They have to.
Then they go, you're under arrest. And then as soon as he goes, no, I'm not coming in today, now that it's
at this
point.
You can't just go, good point.
They have to take that in. That is a stupid crime.
So I agree.
So the only solution is to just say, like, oh, let's not throw people in cages for nonviolent crime.
Yeah, but they're all a lot of shit like that, because my buddy said he got called. The 15-year-old was like, stole like a candy bar or something like that, and he was going. He's like, I don't want to fucking arrest this kid, but the guy was like, no, I want to prostitute this kid. I want to fucking get him.
He can prostitute him.
Suck me off.
That is wrong.
He wishes he could do that to Rich Voss.
it sucks. He's like, I had to take this kid in now, and now he has a record.
Yeah.
Now he has a record now.
No, it does.
But it is.
But like, I mean,
when you're a cop and you say, you need to put your hands behind. Nah, I don't. For what? You need to put
obviously
your hands
behind.
For what? I mean, there has to be a law. And when somebody does something wrong, or when a cop says, but here's the problem, is cops were just going, put, you know, to anybody, going, you know, just because you're black, I want, put your hands behind and put handcuffs on them and taking them in or whatever they're doing. There's a point where you go, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yes.
I didn't do anything.
I get that too.
So it's like,
no, you're 100% right. There's both those things.
Yeah.
And you have to look, you have to understand, right? There has to be some level of force in society when someone's committing a crime. Otherwise, we'll just have like chaos. Everyone will rape and steal. Like, there has to be some point where you go like, no. If you start murdering someone, we're going to come with like fucking guns and tasers and take you away. It's just a question of like, where do you draw that line? When are you ready to set the government force on someone? And I wouldn't say for selling Lucy's. I would say hurting another person,
like a Star Trek, and they had a stun option on the gun. They could just be like, put your hands behind. No, I ain't putting nothing. And funk, and just he wakes up like 5 hours later.
Well, that would be crazy.
Called a stun gun.
Just propped
tasers,
up,
right?
Just propped up in front of the store he was at. You know, like they found out he did nothing. He's cool.
Isn't that
just
what a froze. Taser is?
Well, no, yeah, a taser. Cool. You don't get dude. A stun gun. Pants. You just wake up in an hour. I'm talking Star Trek shit.
But yeah,
where like I'm not doing it, and then you just wake up like somebody knocked you the fuck out, you know. But what the fuck? Well, anyways, speaking of verdicts and cops and all the shit, we have the verdict. No, don't you know, hang on one second.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, you have no build in you, dude.
Yeah, come on, hold on. Let me give you a little judge.
Fucking Boston comic.
We live in contentious times.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, give a speech.
In my 30 years on the bench, I've never seen such a heinous case.
You'll get in the game someday.
Hey, son of a bitch. Any, what are we doing? Closing statements, or are we just going right to the verdict? Yeah, did you guys make a deal?
We could do a closing.
Is there a
statement.
Plea bargain that you guys?
You have
want
anything
to
say for your client, Joe?
My client is a sweet, sweet boy who means the best, and he volunteered to help because he cares about you and he wants to do right by you. He wants you to be happy, and he was just trying to help. And he has several learning disabilities.
Yeah, can we take that into consideration?
Several learning disabilities and overrated hair. But he really was trying to help, and he loves the prosecutor. And we ask that the jury goes light on this sweet,
well, the judge,
sweet, dumb boy.
The jury just is a yes or no. It's whether I go light.
Judge, I meant to say. Right, sorry. Keep in mind that he's a sweet guy with a fat ass.
Stavros, my lawyer.
How sweet and stupid Scopo is not going to bring back Bobby's grass. Do you understand? It doesn't matter.
It's a pretty
the
good
deed has been
statement.
Done. Jesus. Fuck Scopo. Throw the book at him.
There we go.
Wow, that was
no further questions.
Those were,
I mean, you came at pretty hard, but
yeah, well,
those were both. Those were both very good closing statements. This was a good trial. Thought we had some good laughs. Drug a little bit at certain points.
Really, that was my fault.
Joe changed his client's plea to guilty at the end and just threw himself on the mercy of the court with an emotional plea. All right, so let me say it.
Isn't he supposed to read
in the case of right. of the people versus no? Don't I ask? Doesn't the judge read it?
I think. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the
jury,
judge asked the bailiff.
Reads it.
Judge,
right?
You know, the judge asked the bailiff. To
oh
read
no!
It.
I go. Oh no! But I think I asked the head of the jury.
The head of the
oh,
yeah. jury.
Have
yeah.
you come to a decision?
This whole court thing was as far away. To me,
I just fucking
NWA
read it,
movie.
Dude.
Yeah, sorry, rich white kid from Newton.
It goes, it's Needham. Okay, just name the Jewish section. It's so in the votes of not guilty. It was one vote for not guilty.
Wait, I think that makes him not guilty, by the way. I think that's all
yeah,
you need.
It's a hung jury.
10 for guilty.
This is bullshit.
10
that's
guilty.
It's a hung jury.
Dude, that's
he's
a hung
dismissed. We're going to change of venue.
Now, no, it goes to the stakes. It goes to the jury. Say something. Right. Say something.
Bullshit. No further
order in the court.
Say something.
Order in the court.
It goes to the judge.
No, the whole point is that you don't get a fucking verdict until the jury is unanimous.
So they have to send it back in.
So I have to send the jury back into
the
chambers.
Send the jury back in.
Jury, go
the
back
the guy who
the
voted
chambers.
Not guilty left, so it's
right,
just...
Oh, he's dead. Guilty.
All right, listen, I'm gonna go a little outside
there's
the law
a sentence
here.
On there.
A
jury,
oh, there's a
he went to go be on Golden Pond.
All right. The sentence is that...
it was very good.
Is I can't read the first one, but it says...
Reed?
Reed DePoo's plugs. That's
Reed
DePoo's
plugs. That's what the chat wanted from the as a sentence.
I rejected the chat's request. That's just not that good.
Yeah.
That's not
that
good.
First of all, that deal.
First of all, no, I want to see where it said that.
Rub.
I'm going to say, because I there was a hung jury, but because you already entered a plea of guilty, we wouldn't even really go to the jury. Look, we've broken the court thing a lot. The most hilarious offer that was thrown out was, Bobby, you have to give him a massage while we roll out the show. Yeah. I rule, you owe him a massage, and then you're even for the plants.
Thank you. I will take that massage.
I'll take it.
And I will take that massage now, Your Honor.
We accept.
I don't think that.
I got to pee. Can I pee, Bob?
Yeah, go pee, you fucking...
I'm dying.
This has been my ruling. Unless you want to appeal, which I don't know, looking at your legal team.
Can I appeal?
I want my massage now, Your Honor.
I mean, technically, I guess he's trying to appeal.
All right, we're gonna end the show right now. We're going to go around the room. You guys, this is a great show. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks
on.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, dude.
We're going to go around the room. We're going to start with you, Stavros. And while I need my shoulder rub, just this side, by the way.
Come on,
up.
Man. You
Let's
had
go.
A shot.
It,
Let's
wait,
go.
Hold on.
Was it
a little
naughty
on
the
all
right?
plugs or just Bobby's plugs?
The whole
no,
flow's
all
out.
Plugs.
All plugs. It's like fucking 10-minute massage.
That's goddamn right.
And Bobby's going home loose.
And my camera is going to be right on you. Get over the side, right here. Come on, get that shoulder, baby doll.
You can tilt the camera up a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you need, Deepu. How's that,
right,
Deep?
So Stavros, what do you got?
All right, so...
hang on, wait. Now, don't touch this. Move your... Yeah. Don't let your ass hit anything. Where's all right, here we go. Just grab my shoulders. Right there, right on my shoulders. Right, no, my neck shoulder. Oh, right there, good.
Right here,
the yep, right,
area.
That's great. Good.
All
right.
Hey,
I like how they're pretending this is the first time Scopo's massaging Bobby.
Yeah. So this...
If people like you more, that would have been funnier.
It's an uphill battle.
I'm kidding.
It's like being a good-looking comic.
So.
Well, that was pretty good.
There it goes. Man, if Soder said that, would have killed.
Yeah. Deepu's killing today. He had a couple good ones. Okay, do it lighter yet.
Scopo, massage
it.
While I kill.
Holy shit.
He really is. killing.
Doing
go
great.
Ahead.
All right, so
Andy's fun. Andy's producing the show while he's doing it. Go ahead.
So this week,
this looks like the most fucked up Mad Max scene. You look like you're in the sidecar. Yeah. You're riding in the side of a bicycle, and you're shoulder rubber. It's like this is like worse than the guy playing the guitar on the top. You know?
Go ahead. All right, plus. All right, so. This, I guess this comes out next week, right?
Yes, sir.
So this Tuesday, the 8th, I'm headlining the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. So come out, UMBC in Catonsville, Maryland.
That's a hell of a gig.
I know, it's pretty good. And then that weekend, I'm in Cleveland Hilarities. I'm headlining Wednesday, and then I'm there the rest
that
of
means,
the...
That means the middler.
Yeah, the rest of the weekend, I'm with Tom Papa, so come out to that.
Wow. Papa.
Hey, you're going to have to make a choice someday.
Oh, come on.
Not now, that. But you're going to have to make a choice.
Don't chess me all over again.
Papa, don't preach.
And then the next Pop weekend... Trouble, the next weekend...
how many fucking days do you have?
The 18th and the 19th. Fuck off, Scopo. Just because I get work, you piece of shit.
Whoa.
Piece of shit.
There's anger behind that.
The 18th and the 19th, I'm at Gotham. I'll be with Tom Papa there, too. So.
Wow. Yeah. Someone's going to have to make
Papa
a
show. Making it
I
good.
Actually have a show for you coming up.
Yeah?
On one of those dates.
No. Okay.
How about
it pays a lot of money. What are you doing Saturday night?
Nothing. Let's do it.
You're coming with me.
I got Beautiful. An idea. A show. The Stavros Ref. And we figure out who Tom... You guys see the marriage ref? Tom Papa, the marriage ref?
I kind of got that.
Yeah, it was a stretch, but...
That happens.
If we're going to rank the best dying. Lines of the day, I feel like I still have
You're
six of the
yeah,
top 10.
Right.
And the other ones were Dave's.
Keep going, Scopo. Don't fucking.
My hands are fucking hurting.
It doesn't matter. Do it less harder and keep your pace.
Follow me on Twitter at Stav Comedy.
All right.
Stavros. Nice.
All right. That's enough out of you, Stavros.
Oh, and I have an erotic Instagram.
Do
Stavy
you really?
Baby. Yes.
Do you really?
At Stavy Baby. Please follow me. It's erotic.
Are you kidding me?
A lot of ripples.
At all.
Dude, will you say something to me?
Say something?
Yeah, on the
sure.
Thing.
Hang on. I'll make a special video.
Hang on,
just
real
for
quick.
You.
Here, quick. Hang on, real quick.
Who are you calling?
Tom Papa.
Hang on 1 second. Keep running. For the other shoulder. Get the other shoulder a little bit. Oh, get the back of my neck with your fat thumbs, like your ass. Fat thumb ass. Come on, Bubba. Keep going.
All right.
Thank you for calling Apostle.
Oh, fuck. All right. They're not here. Go ahead. Joe, what do you got, Joe?
Hey, I got a big surprise face by the amount of work Stavros has. I mean, that is impressive. Gee whiz. That's insane. All right. Well, boo, boo. Hey, Rooster T Feathers, September 17th through the 20th in Sunnyvale, California. You've been laughing at my fucking plugs for 3 years. Three years.
Fuck you.
Every
it's not,
week.
It's not the plugs. It's Rooster T makes me laugh.
3 years. I fucking say my credits, and you laugh. You laugh when I middled. You laugh when I headline. You're a big fucking jerk. Rooster T Feathers, by the way. And I guarantee I'll see your fucking poster when I'm there. October 6th through the 10th, I'll be in Winnipeg at whatever. I don't know. Just Google Comedy Club Winnipeg. I don't know the name of the place.
I just won't be there from Wednesday to Monday.
I'll be there Winnipeg, October 6th through the 11th. Chris Brinklow, let's see you there. Comedy Works in Albany, October 15th
Great
through the
club.
17th. Comedy Works. Thank you, Bob.
Great club. I hooked that up.
And then...
I told him about
I've been
you.
Working there for 12 years.
I told him about you 12 years ago.
Big
saw
one.
I was a baby. I was like, this kid's going to be funny. Use him.
And then this is a big one. Laugh Boston, October 29th.
Ah, what a great
31st.
Club.
Good I'll for be you. There. Ooh. And then...
Who's headlining? Tom
you're
Papa?
You're so hurtful. You're so hurtful.
You better listen to me,
You know
Bob.
I'm struggling with my career. Bobby. I'm in the finals of Last Comic Standing and hey. Letterman, and these are the only three gigs I have, and you just fucking poo-poo.
All right, keep just fucking.
No, we're not speeding it up, Scopo.
Hey, don't get
Sorry
angry.
That we're working.
Got carpal tunnel syndrome.
Don't angry and massage me. Be gentle, you fuck.
You know when you'll speed up? When it's time for your plugs. It'll be real quick. That'll take 2 seconds.
He's got 7 in the top 10 now. All right.
At Joe List Comedy on Twitter.
All right, what do you got there, Dave?
Oof. Well, for anyone listening live, tomorrow I'll be on Red Eye on Fox News.
Nice.
If you want to check that out. For any of you listening to the audio, you missed it. The revolution has begun. I'll at Comics at Foxwoods, September 16th through 19th.
Are they at Foxwoods or are they at Mohegan Sun?
They
haven't moved yet, I don't think.
I thought they were going to be there already.
I think they were going to be, but they pushed it back. So right. I believe it's Foxwoods. It's at Foxwoods. So
right.
September 16th through 19th. Maybe check the website first.
Okay.
But follow me on Twitter at Comic Dave Smith. Check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and Part of the Problem, all on iTunes.
Great. What do you got, Jared?
I'm
besides
on
fucking great hair.
Oh, and AnthonyCumio.com. Check that out if you want.
I am on Twitter, JTrain56. I have a podcast called the TFM Podcast, Total Frat Move Podcast.
Fun pod.
You can check that out, iTunes, SoundCloud. Love to. We take emails from frat guys and sorority girls and give it advice.
That's great. That's it. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me.
Did you have fun?
Preach.
All right. How was that? I don't know what that means. What did
you
say?
Appreciate it.
Oh, Sigma Chi bullshit right there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
I like these guests are getting very resentful to each other, particularly your two cronies, whatever they're called.
They're fucking partners.
There we go.
Not really. Yeah. But listen, all right, what do I got? Scopo? Massage me and read my
dates. Oh, Jesus.
I'll read
the dates. That's amazing.
I'll read the dates. I'll read the dates.
That was the tickle the balls.
All right. September 5, which is this. Come on, you fuck. Be gentle. What I say, be gentle, gentler, softer.
Like you should have been with the grass.
Thank you, people. All right, this Saturday, September 5th, Comedy Shop in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. I love those guys at the Comedy Shop. They really put some really great rooms together in Jersey. September 12th, I'll be at the Building 24, Wyomissing, PA. I don't know. What was that saying?
What would your reaction be if I named that as one of my plugs?
What is it?
Imagine.
What is it?
Wyomissing,
PA. That's September 12th. So, and September 24th, I'm going to be September 24th till the... Stop doing the fucking arm while I'm trying to read, you fuck. The 28th. The 24th to the 28th, I will be in Toronto at the Just for Laughs, JFL 42. I'm very happy to be there. So please, if you want to see my shows, go
just
to...
follow the Ari Shaffir poster.
No, follow the... No, seriously, go to Just for Laughs. And it's on my website, robertkellylive.com. Go there, buy a ticket. You buy one pass, you get to see all the shows. It's a great deal, okay? So you spend whatever it is, $100, $150, $5,000, whatever that pass is. You get to see every stand-up. And the list that they have is fucking amazing. Everybody's going to be up there. It's in Toronto. Make sure you go buy it. Go to my website. Buy it on my page so they know you're going to see me. And come see my show. That's happening. Go to robertkellylive.com. And my Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground is heading to Netflix this month.
Nice.
If you guys are fans of the show, make sure you tweet it, retweet it when it comes out. Let everybody know. I really want to get a big push behind this. And you can also go to my website and buy it if you haven't bought it yet. Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground for $5. Also, what else do we got, Scopo? Oh, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Thursday nights. Show's doing great. You guys are loving it. You're loving watching it. Slow down. Nice and easy. Stop
get
with your
fun.
All right, get the back of my neck. Switch it to the other shoulder. Other shoulder. Other shoulder. Right there, right there, yeah. All right, listen, Deepu, what do you got, buddy?
Just September 8th, we got Roast Battle, me and Grass Killer over here.
I'm a judge for that, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I can't wait for that. Listen, The Stand, September 8th.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Be there.
Deepu.
No, the poster said 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but it starts at 11.
All right, okay, we'll just get there at
it's
10.
It's a King Solomon moment.
It is going to be, I can't wait. I can't wait for this. It's going to be a fuck. Ari's going to be there too, right?
Yeah, and Normand is also judging.
It's going to be great.
Those are the three judges?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be
awesome.
I'm
judging tonight, but.
And don't go to that one, but go to the one. Give the date again, brother.
September 8th, 10 p.m. at The Stand.
All right, make sure you check it out. Scopo, what do you got?
Listening live this weekend, Labor Day weekend. If you're not at the beach, come to Point Play. I'm at Uncle Vinny's this weekend. Come check it out. A lot of fun.
All right, man.
And you guys are the best fans in the fucking world. That feels so good. You guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for watching and listening to another... Ow. YK... Ow. Another... Ow. Stop it, you fucking gorilla. Another YKWD. We'll see you guys next week. You know what, dude?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty,
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.